This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGincOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Frisch's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake.
Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And the awesome deliciousness.
And they are for big kids, too.
Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? Get connected to your VA benefits.
Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It's a chilly, clear night at Minster, round one of the Division VI playoffs. Minster Wildcats host the Anna Rockets. Glad to be with you. Stay with us all night long. We'll try to pass along volleyball scores to you. Fort Loramie and Newark Catholic. New Bremen just beat Monroeville, by the way, in five sets. New Bremen awaits the winner of the Fort Loramie-Newark Catholic match for a Division IV state championship tilt tomorrow at 3. And if Fort Loramie wins, we'll have coverage play-by-play of that state championship in volleyball Division IV tomorrow at 3. Fort Loramie football tomorrow night at 7. First things first, Anna Indiana Rockets, Minster Wildcats tonight, Chuck. Ought to be a very good game, as we were commenting 30 minutes or so ago. Anna, over the years, a better record against Marion Local and Coldwater than against Minster. In fact, since Coach Stokes for Minster has been on the scene, since Coach Marino of Anna has been on the scene, 3-0 Minster in the last 7 years, 6-0 Minster. Three of the games decided by a touchdown. They've been competitive, but Minster's held the upper hand. Who's the favorite tonight? Appears to be pretty even, Stephen, I'd think.
I don't think you can pick one. I got on the Vegas odds today, and it was a pick 'em. So, you know, I haven't seen Minster. I wasn't here for their first game.
Right.
I was laid up, but I've seen Anna twice. Anna is a very, very good football team, but obviously Minster, with just the one loss on the season, I think this is just going to be a MAC football game, and that's enough said.
Yeah, I mentioned the two coaches. It's a reunion of sorts for Stokes and Marino. Garen coached at Urbana. Nick coached at Urbana. They're both Urbana high school grads. Garen coached at Urbana from 09 to 12 before leaving to take the head job here at Minster. Marino succeeded Stokes at Urbana, coached there for 2 years before leaving that program to be Anna's head coach. These two head coaches will be matching strategy tonight. A lot of tough decisions. I tell you what, the tough decisions, play after play, are going to be made by these two outstanding quarterbacks. The ball is in their hands 90% of the time. They will read, and decide what to do. Bart Bixler, Anna, Jacob Niemeyer, Minster. You can't get two better D6 quarterbacks on the gridiron at the same time than here tonight at Minster.
No, I think that they're going to be the key. Absolutely. I think we haven't seen Anna throw the ball a lot in the two games that I saw. I think they're going to have to throw it a little bit tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The run-pass option, they're going to have to take that into consideration and try to they ran something last week against St. John's where Bixler kept the ball, ran, and Huelskamp had started on the wing and was out there, and it was a run-pass option running down. He could even throw it backwards on the other side of the line of scrimmage. So I like that wrinkle. I think we might see it tonight.
These two teams have forced turnovers, plenty of them. 17 takeaways by Minster, generating 80-some points on the year. 14 takeaways by Anna. That football is going to be hard as a rock tonight. It's very chilly.
Yeah.
Temperature down around the freezing mark at game's end. A turnover or two could very well determine the outcome.
Well, absolutely. I think turnovers, penalties.
Yep.
We saw Anna have two touchdowns taken off the board last week against off of St. John's for holding. Those are the kind of mistakes that in this game tonight, you're going to have to be almost perfect to win this football game. And I'm talking about both teams.
Sure. Quick synopsis of these two offenses. Senior running back Riley Huelskamp led the Midwest Athletic Conference in the regular season with 1,500 rushing yards, 25 touchdowns. Senior quarterback Bart Bixler ranked third in the conference after gaining over 1,000 yards on 125 carries. He scored 20 TDs rushing. Bixler, a capable thrower, 75 for 109 for just over 1,000 yards and 12 TDs. The Rockets also had a very good defense all year long, allowing an average of 240 yards a game, 12.3 points per game, good for second in both categories behind Marion Local. As I mentioned, Anna, big time on the plus side in the takeaway turnover category. Minster, 380 yards a game, 35 points per outing this year. Senior running back Alex Schmidtmeyer ranked just behind Huelskamp in rushing yards with 1,500 of them on 247 carries. He crossed the goal line 20 times on the ground. And senior QB Jacob Niemeyer gained 592 yards rushing, scored 11 touchdowns. He was 120 of 165 throwing.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's almost 75%. 1,600 yards, 18 TDs. Trent Redkerman, 6'3.5", a lanky, strong receiver, 45 catches, 840 yards for 13 scores for him. Bixler's thrown four picks, Niemeyer just three. The two QBs have been near perfect all year long.
Yeah, I mean, we like we said a little bit ago, they are going to be the key to this thing. And if they both have quality games tonight, I think we're going to have a shootout, and I think it's going to be one heck of a football game.
And who knows, Chuck? It may be one team's defense that gets a couple three and outs that helps turn the game too.
Right, or you know, like a turnover. You get behind the stake on like it's first and 10, and all of a sudden it's first and 20.
Right.
Those are the things you have to try to avoid. But I'll tell you, kicking and throwing a cold football is much more difficult than kicking or throwing a wet football.
Yeah, well said. Well, we covered the Anna Rockets in action last week, game 10. Anna victorious, downing Delta St. John's. And I talked with head coach Nick Marino about the season-ending performance on a night when his seniors were highlighted during recognition evening last Friday.
We get a good win on senior night. Kids came out and played hard. Made a few mistakes here and there, but we played well overall. So it was a productive game and came out of there healthy. That was a big thing too.
And I keep noticing your coverage on kickoffs and punts exceptionally good.
Yeah, we've been working on that a lot this year. It's something we got to do well this week. Obviously, we got to get down the field and cover. Can't give up any of those freebie yards.
I did turn it over a couple times. Had a slew of penalties that took back productive plays.
Yeah, we've worked on that this week, making sure getting our hands inside. And some of it was there's some of the blocks were decent. The guy kind of fell over, and it kind of looked like a hold. So you know how that is. But we've worked a lot on making sure we have a high hand and make sure we're running guys past when they get off. We're not grabbing at all.
Ambus extra point kicking is spot on.
Yeah, he's done a good job all year. That's nice to know. You can count on having that one extra point after you get a score.
This game coming up tonight, Anna Minster features two very good quarterbacks. Each reads the other club's defense extremely well, and that may help decide the outcome of this game, the play of the two QBs.
Yeah, it's going to be, obviously, you got two guys that are all-league football players that are going to go at it, so probably the best two quarterbacks in the league. We got to make sure we get there. We put pressure on him. Don't let him sit back and pick us apart because he can do that.
Yeah, speaking of Bart being the number one quarterback, first team, all MAC, Anna is represented offense and defense by a couple of players, Riley Huelskamp offense, defense, Will Luthman offense, defense. How about that?
Yeah, those guys are good football players, and they're well deserving of those awards. We just need to play like that tonight. Those guys got to play like they're all-league players.
Luke Dye, all-league center.
Yeah, done a good job all year. Our best communicator up front gets us going. We're going to have to run behind him tonight.
I thought Isaac Leininger played extremely well against Delta St. John's, like he has all year, and that earned him first-team defense corner.
Yeah, he did. He's played well. Nolan's been locked down, too. Nolan Emerson's played really well. Doesn't quite have the stats, and some of that comes down to that when you look at all-league type stuff.
And Malachi Minnick, slam dunk, first team all defense.
Yeah, he's got a lot of speed, and we need to utilize that tonight. We've got to make sure we get off the edge, and he's getting there and disrupting their run game.
Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, before tonight's first round playoff game, Anna versus Minster. What impresses you most about the Minster Wildcats?
They run the ball really well. It's efficient. They run the ball off tackle. They're physical. They got their two big tackles that are enormous. So we got to make sure we're getting off blocks and we're fitting our holes really well.
Anyone you've played this season on your schedule that resembles the Minster Wildcats club?
They're a little different. So they're a one-back offense like we are, but they run a lot of tight end wings. They run a lot of those looks that are different for you. So there's teams that like to pound the ball, but not out of the one-back offense maybe as much. So that's a little bit different in terms of that. The size up front, that's definitely the best line we've seen all year. So that's going to be the battle up front. They're going to try to run the ball and pound it efficiently all night and try to hold on to the football.
Minster's a team which has been opportunistic.
I think, wow, 11 or 12 touchdowns, several plays after takeaways. Their takeaway turnover margin is darn near plus 20 on the year. You've got to have good ball security in this contest tonight.
Yeah, we do. We got to make sure we take care of the ball. We can't give possessions away. So that's going to be really important. And, yeah, they're number one in the league. I think we're second or so in the league in turnover ratio. So got to make sure whoever takes care of the ball better is going to give yourself a good chance to win tonight.
In Bornhorst and Trent Redkerman, who's got good size, that's a pair that will put a lot of pressure on your secondary. Two fine receivers for Minster.
Yeah, they got guys who can go up and get it. They like to throw the ball down the field, try to hit you on posts and so forth, so we got to make sure we take that away.
Yeah, Schmidtmeyer's not unlike Huelskamp in that they both fall forward extremely well.
Yeah.
They both get the extra yards after first, second, third contact. Schmidtmeyer's not down until you actually pin him to the turf.
Yeah, we got to make sure we get there and we hit through him, not to him. So got to make sure our guys are driving their feet and bringing him to the ground physically, because if not, he'll push short.
And how much pressure on the linebackers in this game tonight? Because the two quarterbacks will control the football oftentimes to the very last second. What are the quarterbacks actually looking for? What are the linebackers surveying when the quarterback takes the ball after the snap in the shotgun?
Yeah, there's a lot of read stuff that'll be going on in the run game and the pass game. So we got to make sure we take care of just doing your job. You know, they got specific jobs that if you do it correctly, you should be in the right spot. So that's where they got to be locked in on their reads and make sure they're focused throughout the ball game.
Points of emphasis for Anna, week 11. Are you drilling what you need to do as a team, or are you focusing on some elements of Minster's play that you need to slow down?
Oh, I mean, both sides of the ball. You got to still do what you've been doing throughout the season. We're not going to have a whole new game plan, but you're going to come in, and obviously they're going to break us down and see what we do, and they're going to attack this. So we got to make sure we're ready to counter whatever they do, both sides of the football. Obviously, whenever you prepare for a team and their defense, you're going to have to block what they do. So it's a little different each week.
Hey, thoughts about playing against Garen Stokes, with whom you coached for several years at Urbana High School?
Yeah, it should be a fun game. We know each other well. Kind of cool. I hope Coach Carroll can make it up to the game, our high school coach from Urbana. There's several people from Urbana called this week, so they're planning on coming up to the game since we were the two former head coaches there and grew up there.
Nick, you said you and Garen know each other well. How does that translate to the football field? What is it that you two coaches employ in similar fashions?
We both run a decent amount of gap schemes, and defenses have some similarities being an odd front. So we're a little more aggressive than theirs is, but on defense, I guess. But a lot of the schemes, I guess, when you look at it, are the same, but ran out of different formations and different plays and moving people around a lot. So the other thing is there's a lot of stuff in the read game that they will do that's similar to what we'll do. We got more of a running quarterback than they do, so we'll do a little more read probably, but those are the big similarities.
Anna Rockets head coach Nick Marino, his team 9-1, playing on the road, first week of the playoffs, seeded fifth in this region, against Minster, number four in the region, also 9-1. And Minster, like Anna, a double-digit count in terms of seniors who've provided a lot of leadership on these two clubs. In fact, Coach Stokes of Minster noted that this senior class is a group that he spotted several years ago at middle school, and they've come a long way.
It's been an incredible journey of a group of kids, especially the group of seniors that we had, 14 of them, that have really come together and become a team. And we knew this group was talented for a long time. I remember Nick and I talking about our eighth grade classes when these two groups were in eighth grade, and just thought, man, both of these groups are really good. And as they've kind of gone up, they haven't really overachieved yet. And some of them had struggles through our program. Some of them have quit and come back. And this group has just been a question mark as far as will they surrender to being coached into the culture of our program. And they have done a phenomenal job of that from the summer on. And it's really a a cool thing to see when you see kids give up their heart and actually get results from it.
You mentioned Nick. That's Nick Marino, head coach at Anna, with whom you coached at Urbana for a while. Have you two head coaches been looking forward to this matchup? Because you haven't played the last 2 years in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Sooner or later, you are going to go head-to-head.
Yeah, I love Nick. He's like a brother to me. When I was 23 and I was the head football coach at Urbana, he became our defensive coordinator, and he was younger than me. I actually coached him his senior year in high school, and we kind of grew up together learning football during those years, and I always watch what he does, and he always watches what we do, and we had no control over where we're going to end up, but it's fun. I already texted him earlier this week, said I'm just grateful for you because he makes me better, and we're excited. It's such a cool experience. There'll be a ton of people come up to watch, and we make each other better, I think, which is a cool relationship.
Sure. I don't think your answer to this question will lead to any secrets being made public, but how do Anna and Minster football, how do the programs differ in philosophy? How are they similar? Talk about the two teams. Both very good offensively and defensively, obviously.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. We both learned football from the same people.
Right.
And then we actually, when we became coaches, I was the offensive coordinator and he was the defensive coordinator, and we spent hours upon hours upon hours together kind of teaching ourselves football and learning from other people. And it's cool to see, because when you turn on tape, you see a lot of us and how we do things. And it's because we both learned football from Coach Carroll and those guys, and then when we were together at Urbana. So really cool. And you see, it's the coolest part is you see his development and you see kind of how our programs have differentiated themselves the last couple years of being a part, how we both continue to learn and grow and adapt our systems. And really cool experience this week to just, and it's 100% about the kids, but there is a cool story about how we've both continued to progress as learners.
Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster, our guest before tonight's playoff game between Minster and Anna. Hey, this is for the MAC championship. Now, Marion Local might have something to say about that, because it is a three-way tie this year at the end of the regular season. But this is for the the Route 119 trophy, the MAC title, so to speak, I guess you could say figuratively. But it's an opportunity, obviously, to advance on to round two, and it's really neat that you two clubs get to meet.
Yeah, extremely excited. I believe they're one of the best teams in Division VI, if not the best team in Division VI, and we're just grateful to get to play, to get to have another week together as a football team, and then play a team that you have to be at your best for. I think that is the coolest thing, where people have, like, we have to have a great week of practice. We have to compete like crazy. We have to be at our best, or we go home. So I love those situations.
You highlight your offensive personnel, skill players, attributes of Niemeyer, Schmidtmeyer, Bornhorst. Your offensive line has gelled. It's rock solid.
Yeah, we love our offensive line. They are as low maintenance, humble, aggressive, mean bullies as we've had here. And they're just great kids that care about each other and perform as a unit consistently. Our quarterback's had a great year, Jacob Niemeyer, throwing it and running it. He really runs our offense. He has freedom to run it or throw it almost on every down with things that we've called, and he's a decision maker for us, so it's big for our offense. Alex Schmidtmeyer, running back, has had a phenomenal year. I said he's like learned how to play running back, making the right cuts, the right reads, the right pace at the right times, and he's falling forward and finishing runs, so that's always good. And then the receiving corps has done a good job with Jake and those guys. Trent Rechterman's had a phenomenal year at receiver, and then Brent and Bornhorst had a great year to compliment him. So we like our offense. They need to play well this week, though.
Have you been winning the turnover battle? What's made the difference for you each and every week?
Yeah, we track that every week. We're plus 17 on the year.
Wow.
Turnover margin. So that's huge for us. That's kind of what we do defensively and offensively. It's a value in our program, and That has to happen in order for us to win.
And I like your odd front defensively, and you don't play as many young men both ways as Anna does.
Yeah, our defense is gotten better each week. They got their work cut out for them this week big time with their Anna's offense. So I like our personnel. Our junior linebacker, Phil Trask, has had a great year at Mike. He runs everything in our defense. We got a kid back, Gabe Phillips, that's had a phenomenal year. Just surrendered to the process and really doing things that he's coached to do. And our identity is just the scrap. We're not going to be perfect. We're not going to play big, physical, aggressive football because that's just not who we are. We're kind of little defensively, and we just want to scrap and get after people. So we're excited because we have a huge challenge this week.
Unfair question. It's a premature one. Season's not over. Where does this Minster club stack up with others you've coached here for the Wildcats?
Yeah, it's interesting because they've been a challenge. The senior class has been a challenge for 3 years, really, and because you tend to have your best year as a senior,
right.
This group has really, really surrendered and have really played some good football down the stretch. And we'll see. We'll see. There's a long way to go. So
sure.
We're excited just to get a chance to compete at a high level.
Garen Stokes, head coach of Minster. He has pulled off two state championships, leading Wildcat programs all the way to state titles. Minster, Chuck, has hosted a playoff game week one now, six straight years, including tonight. That's quite a statement.
Well, that's impressive, and I mean, that's what you want to do. You get yourself into the top four every year in your region in the computer, and you get to play a home game, and a home game is huge come playoff time. You don't have to travel. Everything is normal for you like just a regular game where the other team is getting ready to come play in a hostile environment. Anna has traveled well, though. That's a heck of a crowd across the way there.
Yeah, it sure is. Anna Rockets have not fared well in postseason play, winning one of the last 11.
Wow.
Anna just 1-10 in postseason play. And Rockets could have been at home tonight had Coldwater beaten Marion Local. Week 10 didn't happen. Marion
right.
Local knocked off Coldwater. Minster had beaten Marion. As a result, Minster got kudos for that and vaulted over Anna. Minster 4, Anna 5, Minster hosting here tonight.
Yeah, I think that the home field is kind of crucial, but at the same time, like I said, Anna, if Anna gets a good start, they got a great crowd. They can feed off of their crowd as much as Minster can on this side.
We're about 3 minutes away from the opening kickoff. Minster, Anna here tonight. A big Division VI playoff game on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. We welcome a new underwriting sponsor, Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna, which has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoying & Hoying lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. And Hoying & Hoying offers services from home remodels to additions to outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience with its current employees, Hoying & Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying & Hoying currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. Have to have that. For information and to start designing your dream home, call Hoying & Hoying Builders, 937-394-7144. Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, also new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com as well. Speaking of Fort Loramie, we will try to update you throughout the evening on the Fort Loramie Newark Catholic State semifinal volleyball match. The winner will play New Bremen tomorrow at 3 in the state championship at Wright State University. New Bremen victorious over Monroeville just about an hour ago. 3-2, winning set 5, 15-13. New Bremen knocking off Monroeville in the state semis for the second straight season. New Bremen won the title 2 years ago, lost last year in the championship to Tiffin Calvert. New Bremen back again, waiting on the winner of Fort Loramie, Newark Catholic, Again, if Fort Loramie participates in that state championship match tomorrow, we'll have play-by-play for you at about 2:45 p.m. from Wright State here on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets, Minster Wildcats on the field. And, Chuck, I missed the coin toss. I'm going to guess that given how explosive these two clubs are, the winner of the toss elected to receive. I may be wrong.
Well, I didn't see it either, so it's all speculation. But I would assume they probably deferred. But Minster's going to get the ball first.
So we still don't know who won the toss.
We don't know. But we know Minster's going to get the ball.
Yeah, Wildcats possession to begin this contest.
And I'm going to go out on a limb. Our last three games have been mercy rule in the second half. I'm pretty sure this one won't be.
No way. Not a chance. Trent Retkerman, outstanding punter for Minster. And, wow, Nick Ambus has been dynamite place kicking for Anna, 60 of 64 on the year. So each team has special teams that have flourished all season long,
right?
Anna Rockets kicking off from west to east. No wind advantage whatsoever tonight. It's a crisp, chilly, clear night here in Auglaize County. Anna in the road, white, green numerals, white headgear with the green stripe. Minster in the home black, black helmets, orange numbers with white trim. Here's the return of the kickoff by Minster, and it's a great one. A wedge up the middle, 30, 35, Schmidtmeyer 40. Oh, he's tripped from behind at the 43, and Anna Tackler got lucky, Chuck, and saved the touchdown.
It was Luthman, the kicker, and he was laying on the ground. He stuck a hand up and caught a foot, or it was going to be 6-0.
Oh, Schmidtmeyer took the football back at about the 5 or 6 yard line. Away he went. Don't think he was touched till he got beyond the 40. The wedge was beautiful. Great execution by Minster. And a fortuitous tackle by Anna's Luthman, preventing a touchdown on the opening kickoff return. First and 10, Minster from the Wildcats' 42-yard line. Here's the quarterback, Niemeyer. A little outlet pass in the left flat to start the game, and Anna sniffs it out. It was Schmidtmeyer out of the backfield, racked up at the line of scrimmage, might have lost a foot or two. Boy, that was a splendid tackle, Chuck.
That was Emerson, Nolan Emerson.
Woo. In space. He was all over it.
Yeah, he doesn't make that tackle. That's a 15-20-yard gain.
And Minster throwing the ball on first down may be a sign of what's to come here tonight. Each club may vary its offensive style a little bit and not do what's been so predictable all year long. Running play, Schmidtmeyer, right guard for Minster. And he puts his head down and bullies for just two or three. Anna controls him at the 48. It is going to be third down and a little over 8 yards to go for Minster. 2 yards short of the 50. Anna's been stout defensively on Minster's first two plays. Nobody in the backfield with the quarterback, Jacob Niemeyer of Minster. He has three receivers to the right. It's a quick slant. It's a bubble screen caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 46-yard line of Minster. A run over the 50, short of a first down, as Anna rallies to the receiver at the 47 of Anna. The play did produce about four and a half, but still every bit of four shy of a first down.
That was Stewart that time, and that was a heck of a tackle. Boy, he stopped him in his tracks.
Anna diagnosing Minster's first three offensive plays very well.
I like that call right there. Anna just did a good job defensively.
Here's Retkerman back at his own 40, takes the snap, gets the punt away, end over end for Uhlskamp. It lights on the ground at about the 18 of Anna, takes a sideways bounce. Might have gotten to the 15 just inside it. Rockets start first down, 10 yards to go from that point on the field.
Bounces off the tree.
Yeah. Of course, Bart Bixler is the quarterback for Anna. Riley Uhlskamp, the feature back in the offensive backfield. Cam Stewart, the H-back. Wideouts, Nolan Emerson, Jeffrey Richards, Isaac Leininger. Offensive line has been very good all year long. Evan Poppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, and Dylan Steinke-Ellinger. And the Rockets on the first play from scrimmage try to push it forward, get very little. In fact, to loss on the play.
Good. No, they got about two.
No, they did get two. Good defense so far by both teams. Minster plugged up what little opening there was as Bixler was belted down just over the 15-yard line. Original line of scrimmage, the 14. Here's Hjulskamp trying to go wide left. He's on the periphery of the Minster defense. Bounces off one man, another, yet another. Hjulskamp beyond the numbers, far side, 25-28. Boy, I mentioned, Chuck, in the pregame how Hjulskamp and Schmidtmeyer oftentimes require 3-4 hits before they go down.
Well, they had him stopped at the line of scrimmage, but they did not put him on the ground, and that was a heck of a run by Hjulskamp.
Hjulskamp kept shedding tacklers with black shirts. And he made a nice advance up the field for Anna. He picked up about 9 or 10. Here's an inside handoff by the Anna Rockets. No, Bixler keeps. Bixler.
That was going to be a pass to Hjulskamp out there. Minster played it perfectly, and Bixler pulled the ball down and picked up 8 yards.
Good read by Bart. A plus 8, second and 2 at the 35-yard line of Anna. Two receivers left, two to the right for Bixler. Hjulskamp alongside. Snap to Bart. Bart keeps all the way. Outside left tackle this time. Puts his head down and lurches to the 40, maybe the 41. First and 10 for Anna. Rockets offensive line, last two plays, opening up holes for Bart Bixler. We've played 3.5 minutes, first quarter, no score. Minster, after a very good kickoff return, went 3 and out. Anna has recorded 2 first downs. Bixler again. Oh, here's a half roll out to the left by Bart. He makes a late flip. It's a toss to Hjulskamp. Ball is on the ground, rolling, and a white shirt got to it eventually.
Wow.
Back at the 32. Oh, what a break for the Rockets. Minster almost had the football inside the Anna 35. That was a very dangerous, extremely late pitch by Bart Bixler.
Yeah, it was probably ill-advised.
I tell you what, these two defenders for Minster, Phil Traska and Gabe Phillips, are mighty good. And they were not fooled on that play at all. One had Bixler covered, one had Hjulskamp covered. The ball went awry on the ground. Anna luckily recovered it. Here is a sweep around the right side by Hjulskamp of Anna. He goes north to south into the Minster bench. Ran forward a few yards, went laterally a good 25 or so. Minimal gain, 35-yard line for Anna. It's going to be third down and 17 to go for a first down. After a loss of 10 on that recovery by Anna on the first play. Third and 16 or 17 to go. Here is Bixler in the shotgun, ready to take the snap back at the 30. 5 minutes gone, first quarter. Anna behind the chains here because of a late fumbled pitch on the first and 10 play. Here's Bixler scrambling out to the left, and then whips a pass up the field near the first down marker, and Anna receiver comes back to get it, and he snares it at the 47 of Minster. It's a first down for the Rockets. Well done by Bixler, Chuck, who bought 2 or 3 extra seconds.
Yeah, I thought when he pulled it down he was going to run it, but he did a great job of keeping his eyes down the field.
And Jeffrey Richards for Anna followed Bixler's eyes, broke off his route, ran back toward the line of scrimmage on the far boundary, and caught the bullet from Bart. Running play, Anna around the left end, goes to the Rockets quarterback, stays on his feet, hurdles a Minster tackler at the 42. Down he goes, he garnered 4. 6:25 to go here in the first quarter. Anna nothing, Minster nothing. Rockets have reeled off 3 first downs.
I'll tell you, Bixler plays with as big a heart as I've seen an athlete have. I mean, he's not a big kid.
Nope.
But my goodness, that run right there, he left his feet, delivered the blow on the sideline.
Here's Bixler, the shotgun spread. He had trouble collecting the snap, and he tries to wheel his way around left end. Good penetration by Minster, which upends Bixler behind the line. A loss of at least three. It's going to be third and 10 for Anna at the Minster 46. Wildcats defense stiffening.
Well, they've had a nice drive, but they've had two miscues. The fumbled pitch for minus nine, they overcame that. Let's see if they can overcome this one.
Now, Minster's D has forced Anna into a couple of third and long situations consecutively here. The Rockets slowly getting the play in from the sideline. I'm not sure if timeout's been called, Chuck, or not.
Yeah, the officials called a timeout. I think there was a Minster kid that was shaken up a little bit.
Yeah, the Wildcats are going to flash 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 linebackers across the field in that odd front. Three down linemen for Minster, now four. Third and 10, Anna, Minster 47. Snap back to Bixler, fakes the handoff to Uelskamp. Bart keeps around left end, makes a man miss, sidesteps another, sneaks his way to the 42-41. He danced for 6 yards short of a first down. Anna with a fourth and six coming up. Early decision time for the Rockets.
Well, I think at the 42, I'd be surprised if they don't go for it.
Nick Marino may gamble here. Rockets can move the football in big chunks from anywhere on the field, run or pass. That's how explosive Anna can be.
I think we're going to punt.
Fourth and six, snap to Bixler, who's 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage in the shotgun, and he punts the football. We've seen that a few times this year from him in games we've covered, and as a result, the low line drive kick rolls to a stop at the 11-yard line of Minster. First and 10 Wildcats at their own 11. Anna registered 3 first downs on the game-opening drive for the Rockets. 5.5 to go here in the first quarter. There is no score. Minster Wildcats have Jacob Niemeyer at quarterback. The featured running back is Schmidtmeyer. He is a good one. Alex, a 6-foot, 180-pound senior. Brendan Bornhorst and Trent Reckerman, the two excellent receivers. Here is a sweep around left end. It's Niemeyer feeding Schmidtmeyer, who broke a tackle back at the 10 and forged ahead to about the 15. Rolled down there. Might have gained 4. Second down and 6 for Minster.
Just got word that Laramie won the first game of their semifinal match 25-16.
9-point win by Fort Laramie in the opening set over Newark Catholic. If Fort Laramie wins, it's Fort Laramie New Bremen tomorrow in a 3 o'clock state championship in D4 volleyball. And we've got a whistle before the snap from center. 5-yard penalty against Minster.
I think they called traveling.
Little traveling music. Yep, that was the signal by the referee. Alex Frimmel, the offensive center for Minster. Very good offensive line that's come along beautifully over the course of the year. Kyle Reithman, Dustin Frericks at guard. Dylan Sharp, Leland Frick at tackles. Tight end Luke Riplow. As I mentioned, the center, Alex Frimmel. So it's second down 11 for Minster. Back at the Wildcats 10. Short drop by Niemeyer. Fires a bullet over the middle. It is broken up at the last second by Anna.
Wow, nice play that time. That was Emerson.
Emerson spiked the ball right out of the hands of Retkerman. He was going to reel that ball in at the 20, and he might have gotten close to a first down, but it's incomplete. Strong D by Anna. Third 11 for Minster at the Wildcats 10.5-yard line. Two receivers wide right for Jacob Niemeyer. Plenty of time. Steps up in the pocket, and the pocket collapses. He's hooked from behind. Caught. Down he goes at the 9. Quarterback sack. Malachi Minnick for Anna. And now the Minster Wildcats, Retkerman, retreats deep into the end zone to punt. Anna should get good field position. 4:12 to go, first quarter, no score. Anna 9-1, number one in the state. Minster 9-1. The two teams tied with Marion Local for the MAC championship. It is a soaring kick by Redkerman, way off to the left of Yulskamp and over his head. He's got no chance to go get it. The ball hits at the 50 and sticks like a 9-iron right there. Fortunately, Chuck, for Anna, the ball didn't skip into Anna territory.
Right. Yeah, that was a bad snap. He did a really good job of pulling it in. It was high in his own end zone and got it out to the 49. That's about as good as you could hope for.
And we highlighted Redkerman in the pregame. Boy, he and Zach Ambus of the Anna Rockets are a couple of good kickers. Zach, excellent place kicking, 60 of 64 on PATs this year. Redkerman, second team All-MAC, punting the football for Minster. Under four to play here in the first quarter. No score. Anna takes over about a yard and a half into Minster territory. 1, 2, 3 receivers flank left. Leininger split 5 yards to the right for Anna. Yulskamp in motion out to the left, and he takes a flat pass behind the line of scrimmage from Bixler, and right away Yulskamp darts to the far sideline. Beyond the hash mark, beyond the numbers, run out of bounds, Minster in hot pursuit. Yulskamp simply out-hustled everybody. A good 9 or 10 yards downfield, it's a first down. Anna's fourth.
Yeah, 4-0 in first downs. Minster, 2 possessions, no first downs yet. 2 3-and-outs.
New line of scrimmage. The Minster 39 for Anna. 2 receivers each way. Bixler 5 yards behind the line. Gets the snap from Luke Dye. Bixler keeps. He makes a little jab step to the left and then turns on the burners, scurries around left end, 35 of Minster, and he's chucked out of bounds at about the 34. He records a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5, Anna, 3:38 to go. First quarter, no score. Anna marching. Line of scrimmage, the Wildcats, 34-yard line. Snap to Bixler. Give to Yulskamp. Right tackle. Stood up. Met solidly. Down he goes at the 33. Third and 4 upcoming. Good tackle in there on the play by Minster.
Gabe Phillips.
Yep, Gabe Phillips. He and Traska, 2 excellent defenders for this Wildcats D. Third down for Anna. Close to 5 yards to go for a first down from the Minster 33 with 3 minutes to go in a scoreless first quarter. Rockets, no doubt, in 4-down territory now. Couple of receivers to the left. We've got Malachi Minnick added to the Anna backfield here. We saw this formation a few times late in the season. And we've got Anna perhaps calling a timeout.
Well, they were out of time on the play clock, so it was going to cost them 5 yards if they didn't.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Minster. Like to tell you all about Brookins. Oh, boy. Well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special tomorrow night features 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street. Owner Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy that new late-night menu, too. Open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Here come the Rockets after the timeout to the line of scrimmage. 32 of Minster. Third down, a little better than 4 to go for a first down, nearly 5. Yulskamp in motion. Bixler fakes the pitch to him. Bart keeps right up the gut. Behind the center, Luke Dye pushes to the 31-30. He's got the first down inside the 29. Bixler behind all-league center Luke Dye cracked forward. New line of scrimmage, 27 of Minster.
Well, that fake pitch to Hulskamp made the linebackers follow him out, and that opened up the middle for him to get the first down.
2.5 to go, first quarter. 5 first downs now for Anna. Slot left, Cam Stewart. Here's Bixler giving to Hulskamp. He gets a block from Stewart around the left end. Hulskamp beyond the linebackers, into the secondary. Look at him go. 15, 10, 5. No one will catch him. He took it to the house. Riley Huleskamp, touchdown, 27 yards away for Anna. Boy, like a little jitterbug, Chuck.
He is so fast. He's really quick feet.
Once he got across the line of scrimmage, he had his eyes set on that pylon, far left side of the field. Minster reached out for him, got a piece of him a couple, three times. Could not latch on. Huleskamp skipped to the end zone from 27 away. Extra point try by Ambus of Anna. It's in the air. Looks good. It is inside the left upright with about 3 or 4 feet to spare. He's got it. He's 61 of 65 on the year this season. 2:17 left. First quarter. Anna 7, Minster nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years now, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area, customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. A low kickoff by Luthman of Anna, covered up by Minster at the Wildcats 27. I think that kick then was intentional after that great return by Schmidtmeyer to start the game.
It looked like it. He didn't have the same step that he's been, because he's kicking the ball down to the 10.
Jacob Niemeyer runs the show for Minster, which is down 7-0, just over 2 to play here in the first quarter. Minster yet to get a first down. Niemeyer, a short drop. He's hemmed in. He's going to have to eat the football. He falls ahead from the 27 to maybe the 28. Give him a couple feet. Second down, a little less than 10 to go. Anna's defense has been sharp, Chuck.
They've been outstanding so far.
Minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Wildcats to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers near side. Anna bunching seven up on the line of scrimmage. Anna might have stepped offside.
Nope, the tackle moved on this side.
Minster might have prematurely advanced. You're right, Chuck. That's the signal. Now the officials confer briefly. 5 yards against Minster. That was a heads-up play by Anna.
Yeah. Once you see him move, step across. Make sure the official sees it.
A minute 25 to go here in the first quarter of this game. New line of scrimmage for Minster, marked for play at the 21. Wildcats can get a first down out at the 38. Actually, the new line of scrimmage is more like the 22. So Minster needs 16 yards for a first down. Second down coming up. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Anna leads 7-0. We've got trips to the near side for Jacob Niemeyer. Looks. Oh, he throws back shoulder. Retkerman, fine play. Well done. 34-yard line. Retkerman spins upfield. 35-40. Knocked down at the 42 by Leininger. Outstanding timing between the quarterback and the wideouts.
Right. And he did a nice job. And Retkerman fumbled it. And Minster was quick to get on it.
Initial first down on the night for Minster. 42-yard line for the Wildcats. 70 seconds to go in the first quarter. 7-0 Anna. Jacob Niemeyer at the helm, the senior quarterback. Fakes to Schmidtmeyer. Niemeyer keeps, busts a tackle behind the line. Look at him go, near sideline. Niemeyer on the loose, sheds another. Anna 45-40. Niemeyer racing down the near side in front of the Minster bench. Finally caught from behind by Anna inside the 35. A marker was thrown.
It's going to be a face mask on Anna, I'm pretty sure.
It could be tacked on at the end of the play. Boy, that just shows you how strong Jacob Niemeyer is, the quarterback for the Wildcats, 180-pounder, 6'1½" senior. He was stopped a yard or two behind the line, then was maybe caught 2 or 3 yards downfield. Broke loose, tight rope the sideline. Good advance of in excess of 30 yards. Penalty against Anna afterward. First and 10, Minster, 22-yard line of the Rockets. 50 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Anna 7, Minster nothing.
That was a great fake to Schmidtmeyer that time, and it had held the defense enough for him to get around the corner.
Yep, Rockets bit. Here is a delayed handoff. Offensive backfield as Niemeyer deals Schmidtmeyer, and he wriggles to the 21, maybe the 20. He netted 2. Second down, 8, Minster. Ball in the near hash. Under a half minute to go, first quarter. And the Minster Wildcats will save this next play for the second period. Anna 7, Minster nothing after 1 here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are at Minster. Anna 7, Minster nothing. We commence play in the second quarter. Minster driving. Second down, 8 yards to go for a first down from the Anna 20. Couple of receivers to the right. Schmidtmeyer alongside the quarterback, Jacob Niemeyer, who gives the ball to Schmidtmeyer. He bullies his way over the line of scrimmage, meets resistance, and he's sat on right at the 19. Also on the tackle. Third down and about 6 or 7 to go for Minster. Opening second quarter. And the Wildcats are getting the play in from the sideline. Keep in mind, this Minster team, on a couple of trick pass plays, scored touchdowns in the season opener to beat Fort Loramie. Let's see what is in store here. It's a tight formation. Niemeyer to throw. Looks right. It is deflected. Pops up in the air. No good. Incomplete. Good pressure. That was Anthony Billing for Anna, I think, who got a fist on the ball. It wasn't a passing formation at all, Chuck. Minster tried to buffalo Anna. Rockets defensive linemen got their paws up in the air. It will be fourth down and nearly 7 to go for Minster from the Anna 19-yard line. Three receivers flanked, 2 to the right. Empty backfield for Niemeyer. Passing situation. He looks right side, goes toward the end zone. It's caught down at the 4-yard line by guess who? Redkerman. Well done. Back shoulder throw, one-on-one coverage. Anna couldn't handle Redkerman, who picked it off at the 4, spun to the 2 or the 1, and converting a first down and fourth down with a huge pass play is Minster. That was a bullet throw.
It was a perfect throw to the backside. There was no way that Anna was going to defend that pass.
And Retkerman was the hot receiver on that play, Chuck, from the get-go.
Yeah, that's who I saw him going to for sure.
Snap to Niemeyer, goal to go from the one. Delayed handoff, Schmidtmeyer, right behind his offensive center, Frimmel. Yes, he's got the touchdown. He blasts it in from a yard away. Minster retaliates, and we've got a 7-6 game. Falk on for the extra point for Minster. Opening a minute 10 of the second period of play. Big statement by Minster to draw within a point. And a PAT away from evening the score. Brian Falk, 6'3", 180-pound junior, on to boot it for Minster. Here is a good snap from center. Ball spotted. Place kick by Falk. Looks perfect. High enough, long enough, right down the middle. We are even. Anna 7, Minster 7. Touchdown run, Schmidtmeyer, PAT by Falk. All tied up at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. We simply could not have gotten started way back in 2006-2007 without the support of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. It manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. And its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. The present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarships, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Simply no way we could have gotten started here on scoresbroadcast.com without the initial backing from LaCal Equipment, and we thank LaCal so much. Kickoff by Minster after the Wildcats touchdown, Chuck, goes to the 40-yard line of Anna and what, out of bounds?
It was a terrible kick. It bounced, but it bounced off an Anna player and almost fell on the sideline by Minster, but it just barely went across the sideline.
Close call. Anna still in possession. Line of scrimmage, 10 yards short of the 50 on the 40-yard line. We played just over a minute here in quarter number two. Chuck, pretty good football game, huh? 7-7?
Yeah, well, this is kind of what we were expecting. I mean, both quarterbacks playing really well, both running backs, and I think that the difference right now is the Minster receiver. Rickerman is, they may have to slide a safety over and keep an eye on him, because so far, that back shoulder throw, Anna can't stop it.
Yep, we talked about Trent in the pregame, outstanding shortstop of the baseball team with a lot of range. And he has maximized that range all season long in the football field. A couple of nice receptions here tonight, including a big one on fourth down, setting up the Minster touchdown a moment ago. And here Anna on first and 10. Rockets are subdued behind the line of scrimmage. A negative two on that play, setting up a second and 12. Wildcats put a stamp on Bixler. Minus 2 yards from scrimmage on the first and 10 effort there. Second and 12, Bixler half roll to the right, fakes the pitch to Yulskamp and keeps. Look at Bart go. He's got a seam. 50, 40 of Minster. Bart Bixler racing down the far sideline. Wow, it's a blitzkrieg. Nobody from Minster will catch him. He blew past three or four black shirts and went all the way for a touchdown. 62 yards. Wow, a blur.
Well, he was a blur. The safety had an angle on him, and I thought, well, they're going to get
hit him about the 15. Nope, he ran right by him.
Oh, he bolted down the sideline, did Bart Bixler. That was unbelievable, Chuck. He's a little Superman at times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bixler from 62 to put Anna on top, 13-7, extra point try upcoming. Ambus on to kick it. Zach toes it toward the uprights. It is good. He sails it through. 62 of 66 on the year for Ambus. And Anna responds, a statement by the Rockets, 14-7 in favor of the visiting team here at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Gothney Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue has high-quality furniture priced just right for you. You see, the Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered. The highest-quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. We're priced to fit your budget, too, with finance options and easy application. Gothney can also find you a perfect-fitting mattress. Use the new innovative support report system, and you'll find the best mattress you can. Come in, try it. You'll feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Well, Anna electing to boot another ground ball kickoff down to the Minster 34 after the super kickoff return to start the game by Schmidtmeyer. Anna's kicked two grounders, eliminating Minster returns. And here's Minster first and 10 from its own 34. Schmidtmeyer bobbing and weaving. He sticks his head into a hole and surges to the 39-40, over it to the 42. He barges for eight. Opening 2.5 minutes, second quarter, Anna 14, Minster 7. These two teams feature high-powered offenses. It could be a shootout, Chuck. It might take five, maybe six touchdowns to win the game.
It's looking like it right now.
Jacob Niemeyer at quarterback, Schmidtmeyer alongside. It's a quarterback draw by Niemeyer. He's got an avenue, zips up the middle to the 50. A quick dart ahead by Jacob Niemeyer. He's got seven or eight. First down, 50-yard line. Malachi Minnick for Anna saved an even bigger play with a good hit. From the 50-yard stripe, the black-shirted Wildcats have it first and 10. We near the 9-minute mark, second quarter. Receiver left, then one to the right. Bornhorst and Retkerman are split. Trent down to the near side, single coverage. Snap back to the quarterback, Niemeyer. Fakes the hand to Schmidtmeyer. Niemeyer keeps, and he tries to leap the pile at the 50, got to the Anna 49, and that's all. He's subdued by Luthman. Second down, 9, Minster. 14-7, Anna leads. Early on, second quarter. Fort Loramie defeated Newark Catholic 25-16 in the opening set of that volleyball match in a D4 semifinal at Wright State. New Bremen downed Monroeville in five sets, winning the fifth, 15-13. New Bremen is in the state championship match tomorrow at 3. Here is Niemeyer to Schmidtmeyer. He bullies his way to the 46, stays on his feet, second effort, third effort, and he trudged onward to the 43 of Anna. Good gain after initial contact, third and 3 for Minster. Receivers left and right for Niemeyer. Slot right is Falk. Hand to Schmidtmeyer. Nice hole, right tackle. The gap is there. He puts his head down and lurches to the 40 right at the first down marker. He's got it. First and 10, Minster. Well, the chain is not being moved forward. Now it is belatedly. Or is it? Yep. I thought for an instant, Chuck, I called it prematurely.
The guy on this side told him to go. The one on the other side, I think, was taking a nap.
Nose of the ball right on the 40. That's where the first down marker was staked. 7:30 to go here in the second quarter. Anna 14, Minster 7. Two wideouts to the left. Here's a drop by Reckerman. He wants to throw it first down, and it's a wobbly deflected pass picked off by Anna at the 25-yard line. Blockers out ahead for the return man. 40, 45, 50 out of bounds at the Minster 48.
Wow.
Reckerman had, I think it was Reckerman who had the Anna defensive back beat down inside the 10. Niemeyer spotted him, but a good hand up by an on-rushing defensive lineman for Anna made that thrown football by Niemeyer fall well short of its target. And that pop fly was snared by Anna, didn't catch the
Huleskamp
number. It was Riley Huleskamp. Johnny on the spot was Riley, made the intercept down around the 25, and away he went all the way up to the 50 and over it. 27-yard return by Huleskamp to the Minster 47. Anna's defense has come up big. Here's the snap back to Bixler, handoff to Huleskamp, lateral back to Bixler. He wants to throw, doesn't, runs, gets on the edge to the 43.
He had too much pressure on him because he had a receiver, the safety bit on the play, and he had a receiver running wide open down the middle of the field. He just didn't have time to throw it.
After a takeaway, a flea flicker like that, Chuck, is often utilized, and on many occasions it works. That time, Anna couldn't quite pull it off.
Yep.
Bixler was throttled on the far sideline. In fact, his toe touched out sooner than I had viewed it initially. Line of scrimmage, the 46, after a gain of two. Here's Riley Huleskamp, end sweep to the left. He uses the entire width of the field, rushes from north to south into the boundary, beyond the numbers, into the Minster bench, and he worked his way upfield for about eight or nine. He's got the first down at the Minster 36. Riley Huleskamp will take 25, 30 yards, Chuck, to gain six or seven.
He looks like he's not even running fast, but he's just looking downfield and picking the spots.
Here's the fake inside handoff to Huleskamp. Bixler keeps. He's wide open around right end. No one home. He's upended inside the 30 at the 27 in front of the Anna bench. He took a spill. Hopefully he'll pop up.
Yeah, he's not. He's down still.
6:55 to go here in the second quarter. Brendan Bornhorst. It was Bornhorst who really socked Bixler, who gained about seven or eight. 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Anna in the lead, 14-7. We'll return in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about six or seven times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Well, Bixler is up and back on the field at quarterback, I do believe, Chuck.
No, he can't. He has to sit a play, but he is up walking around over there.
He is moving. New QB might be Ambus, who does place kicking. No, it's Riley Huleskamp and the Wildcat on second down and four from about the 30 of Minster. Huleskamp zips around right end. Little juke move left then right. Knocked out of bounds right at the first down marker. Minster 25. I think he's got it. Yep, he does. 6:40 to go here in the second quarter. Anna driving to take a two-score lead. It's 14-7.
Now he's back. Bixler's back at quarterback.
Bart Bixler at the helm. Three receivers left. And let's see, we've got a marker down. Pre-snap foul against Minster.
5 yards, and it's going to be...
Well, Chuck, you just have to love the excitement displayed on the field by Bixler and Huelskamp. So entertaining, so much fun to watch.
Absolutely. And, boy, then when this season's over, you get to watch them play basketball, and they're just as much fun there.
Yes. First and five now for Anna. Bixler takes the snap. He wants to throw a bomb toward the end zone. No one available. Keeps. He makes a mad dash toward the left sideline. Might have generated a few yards as he got down to about the, 17, 16-yard line, flushed out of bounds into the end of the Minster bench. Short advance, second down, and about one or two coming up for Anna. Rockets benefiting from the first down 5 yard penalty on Minster. New line of scrimmage is just outside the Minster 15. Rockets can get a first down right at the 15. Second and a couple feet to go. Here is Bixler in the offensive backfield. Fakes to Huelskamp. Bart bounces around right end, and he lunges down to about the 12 to the 10-yard line. Chuck, that was a very speedy 4 or 5 yard advance. It looked like he was cornered behind the line, but he extricated himself, did Bixler, and he circled right end. It's goal to go, Anna, at the Minster 10.
Got a couple of football scores. Olin Tangi leads Troy 21-10 in the second quarter, and Coldwater and Archbold are tied 7-7 in the second quarter.
Goal to go, Anna. Bixler deals Huelskamp. Left tackle. Oh, he's got a good block up front. He powers to the 3, the 2, maybe even the 1 yard line. Offensive line for Anna. Luke Dye at center. Will Luthman, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman, Dylan Steinke Ellinger, and the Rockets plow it in from a yard out. Touchdown, Huelskamp. The Huelskamp Bixler drive generates points for Anna, 20-7. Rockets up two scores with 5:34 to go here in the first half. Ambus on to try the PAT. He has been darn near spectacular this year. 62 of 66. Ball placed down. Kick, Ambus. This one a little more of a line drive than the lofty boots, which were typical of his first two. And that one, though, is dead center, about 7 or 8 feet above the crossbar. And it tacks on the extra point to lift Anna to a 21-7 lead. 5.5 to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. Lacow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. Lacow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Lacow. Locally, Lacow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Squib kickoff by Anna again. And it's bouncing down to the 33. Getting it is Bornhorst for Minster. And he covers up the football at the 35.5. Ever since that superb kickoff return by Schmidtmeyer to start the game, Anna has made sure that Minster can't turn the return into an offensive play.
Yeah, well, this is okay. I mean, they're doing such a good job defensively. They've given up one drive in the first half.
5.5 to go in the second quarter. First and 10, Minster from the Wildcats, 35.5, trailing Anna now 21-7. Snap back to Jacob Niemeyer. Little flare pass, right flat. It's caught by Riplow, the tight end at the 36, a yard upfield. And he leans forward to about the 37 or 38 at the boundary. Small gain, second down, 8 for Minster.
Well played by Spangler that time. He had him by the pants and didn't let go, or that might have broken for a few yards.
Yep, Grant Spangler, 6'4 senior, came up from his defensive back post to corral the tight end. Two receivers to the wide side for Jacob Niemeyer, who feeds Schmidtmeyer. Oh, there are two or three white shirts in his path at the line of scrimmage. No gain, maybe a loss of a foot. Third down and a bunch, nearly 10 to go for a first down for Minster. Call it 3rd and 9 inside the Wildcats 37. 4.5 to go here in the first half. Anna 21, Minster 7. Two receivers flank wide left. Minster has been highly successful on 3rd and 4th downs all year long. Converted a first down on 4th down on a big pass from Niemeyer to Retkerman earlier in this game. And head coach Nick Marino of Anna gets a timeout call. We'll return in a moment. 4:21 to go, second quarter. Anna up 14 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
The Fort Loramie Redskins volleyball team, victorious 27-25 in set number 2 over Newark Catholic. Fort Loramie enjoys a 2-set-to-none advantage. New Bremen defeated Monroeville in 5 sets in the other Division IV state semifinal earlier tonight. If Fort Loramie triumphs over Newark Catholic, it's a New Bremen-Fort Loramie Division IV state championship tilt tomorrow at 3, and we'll be there on scoresbroadcast.com. 3rd down and 9 for Minster at the Wildcats 36. Short drop, and Niemeyer steps up in the pocket, throws a bullet over the middle of the 50-yard line. It's in the hands of the receiver and out. Anna put a pop in the back of Retkerman right at the 50, and he could not secure it, Chuck.
Well, that was a well-designed play. They had him in the slot that time, and he faked going down the hash marks and then cut across the middle. He was open, and he took a shot. But that's the kind you expect an athlete like him to catch.
Yeah, Emerson cracked him. In fact, a couple of white shirts pinched Retkerman just as the ball arrived. Splendid pass defense by Anna, forcing a punt by Retkerman from his 27. He kicks it end over end. Anna doesn't come up and get it. It hits at the 32, takes a Minster hop to the 21. And that's where the Rockets begin, 1st down and 10, with 4 minutes left here in the first half.
And the Rockets will get the ball to start the second half, too, so this could be a real back-breaking drive for Minster if they allow Anna to go score again.
Is it the New England Patriots and head coach Bill Belichick who are adept at pulling that off, scoring last in the second quarter?
They're pretty much adept at doing anything that wins football games.
Rockets lead by 14, just over 4 to play here in the second period. Anna's offense has not been slowed down by Minster's D the entire night. Vixler and Yulskamp have had their way. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 21. Two receivers flanked to the right on this first down play.
They've only thrown 2 passes. He's 2 for 2 for 29 yards. Everything else has been on the ground.
Right. We've got Yulskamp in motion to the right. Bixler throws him a bullet behind the line of scrimmage, and it was ill-advised. Good penetration by Retkerman of Minster. He was right in the face of Yulskamp as the ball whipped right past him, incomplete.
Luckily, it was thrown about a yard up the field, or it would have been a lateral.
Yes. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Anna would like to keep the ball on the ground, use a little clock. Minster's got three timeouts remaining and is used two. Vixler rolling right, trying to circle the end. He's on the periphery of the Minster defense, and he's nabbed behind the line, caught at the 18. Retkerman with super pursuit. Second down and 12, or I should say third down and 12 now for Anna inside the Rockets 20. Anna in jeopardy here of giving up the football right back to Minster quickly. Three and a half to go, second quarter. Again, Minster has all three timeouts remaining. 21-7 Anna. Do the Rockets get risky here, Chuck, and throw it?
If it is, it's going to be a really safe pass.
Here is the snap coming to Bixler. He fakes to Hulskamp. Bart keeps, throws a seam pattern down the middle. A leaping stab, Leininger got it at the 39. He was the hot receiver. The only man flanked who ran a route. The others blocked or were snug up to the line of scrimmage. It was Leininger, middle of the field, one-on-one against Phillips. And Bixler spotted him. Well-designed play by Anna. Pass play good for a first down. It goes for 20 to the 39. Here is Hulskamp running around left end. He tries to use some interference, breaks a tackle, marker flies, perhaps a foul against Anna as Hulskamp gets extra yards. He wound up exploding for 15. Another marker is down.
Nice little play though, was sort of a jet sweep.
Riley Hulskamp appeared to be trapped 2 or 3 yards downfield.
Well, we're going to have a hold on Anna and a sideline warning on Minster's bench.
Okay. Chuck, you were in that conference by the referees. Are they communicating directly with you?
No, I just know that every once in a while the referee gets bored and he throws a flag. That was a hold.
Yep.
That was definitely a hold.
You were all over it. 2:46 to go here in the second quarter. Anna 21, Minster 7. New line of scrimmage for Anna, the 32. Rockets were victimized a few times last week against Delta St. John's by penalties, which negated productive offensive plays. That happened right here. As Anna had advanced the football into Minster's end beyond the 50 to the 45. Now the Rockets retreat. They need 17 for a first down. 31 or 32, handoff to Hulskamp. Hulskamp slides through a seam, through the crease, beyond the linebackers, into the secondary. Look at him flash downfield. 40, 35, 30 of Minster. Minster trying to trail and catch him, and the Wildcats do at the 16. Bixler and Hulskamp so clever, so disciplined behind the line running the football, and then when that little crack develops, they shoot right through it.
That was
like they're shot out of a cannon.
That was a great job by the offensive line. They pulled their tackle across, and he cracked down on the linebacker, and Hulskamp went right up the center.
Execution by Anna. Rockets in business. A minute 58 to go in the second quarter of this game. Anna with a first and 10 at the Minster 16. Here's a penalty marker. 5 yards against Anna. No penalty. Timeout. Marker was thrown. It's waved off by the referee. An official's timeout. I think the Rockets used their third.
Yep.
A minute 50 left in the second. Anna up 21-7 and driving outside the 15 of Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Frisch's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake. Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And they're all scrumdilly upsis.
And they are for big kids, too.
Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's. Home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, so many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, and Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. First and 10 for Anna, 16-yard line of Minster. Rockets already lead by 14, driving for more. Bixler faked the handoff to Yulskamp and kept. He went reverse, started to the right, jab stepped that way, came back to the left. A lot of laundry on the field. A run down to the 7 by Bixler. And now, Chuck, those penalties we talked about are cropping up.
Well, they had done a nice job of avoiding them, and all of a sudden, they're calling that hold, and
wow.
The only time you should, in a game like this, you should throw the flag for a hold is if it's obvious and has something to do with the play.
Well, you heard Nick Marino, head coach of Anna, in the pregame talk about the fact that some of those penalties last week against Delta St. John's were legit. He didn't think a few were.
Right.
And Anna tried to work on that this week in practice. Those calls, the holds, are a little subjective at times. A minute 40 left to go here in the first half. Anna shooting itself in the foot will now be backed up beyond the 20. First and 16, Rockets can get a first down way down around the 6 or 7. Minute and a half to go in the first half. Anna doing a good job controlling the ball here, Chuck. Perhaps not allowing Minster, which has 3 timeouts left, to get it back at the end of the quarter. Two receivers far right. Bixler, handoff to Hulskamp, offensive backfield, outside right tackle, makes a man miss, makes another man miss, gets a good block. Hulskamp galloping to the 7, 5, inside it, to the 3. Boy, the offensive line for Anna.
Doing a job.
Oh, a bunch of road graders tonight.
Yeah.
Woo! That offensive line is just unbelievable. And Hulskamp and Bixler, as fast as they are, they're so disciplined, they'll stay in behind their offensive linemen until that little cavity develops, and then they just explode right through it.
They need to get the play in because they have no timeouts, and they're down to 6 seconds on the play clock.
You're right. 3, 2, 1, snap to Bixler. Fake to Hulskamp. Bart keeps. Makes a man miss in the offensive backfield. And he jiggles his way down toward the goal line and goes over for the touchdown.
Wow, that's a heck of a run.
Bart Bixler, a Houdini act. It looked like he was hemmed in behind the line of scrimmage. Somehow, some way, he slithered back toward the 3 and nudged his way into the end zone for the touchdown. It is 27-7, Anna. Extra point try, Ambus. He looks for 64 out of 68 on the year. This kick by Ambus is missed. Yanked it, hooked it to the left side. Hopefully for Anna, that point does not play out at the end of this game. 20-point lead, Anna 27-7. 38 seconds to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Anna Rockets will kick off, final half minute, second quarter. Riley Hulskamp a couple touchdowns. Bart Bixler a couple touchdowns. Boy, the Locomotive Express for Anna is on track tonight. Rockets rushing the football beautifully. Offensive line executing in outstanding fashion and turning on the Jets. Play after play are Bixler and Hulskamp, and Minster has no answer. Again, Anna with a ground ball kickoff, and Minster stymied around its own 35 again. That strategy's worked well for Anna.
Yeah, they'd almost be better off just go ahead and kick it out of bounds.
Yeah.
Because they get the ball on a 35. Of course, they can make them re-kick it. So.
Right. But both teams are so blessed with good return men. Bornhorst and Schmidtmeier for Minster. Riley Hilskamp and Richards for Anna can bring the ball back the distance as well. Here is Minster throwing on first and 10 from the 37-yard line, and the Minster bench is rewarded with a pass interference call against Anna. That ball had hit on the ground, Chuck, and bounced around two or three times, rolled out of bounds. Minster coaches said, how about a flag? And the officials finally said yes. 15-yard penalty, line of scrimmage, the Anna 48. That was marginal. Ball was widely thrown. 30 seconds to go, first half. Three receivers to the right for Niemeyer. Anna in the lead, 27-7. Here's a flat pass. It is complete on the play to Bornhorst. He catches on the dead run at the 44 to the 40, dumped right there. Minster utilizing a timeout. Wildcats have two remaining. Anna player shaken up momentarily as the Minster Wildcats try to pull off a last half-minute drive at the end of the second quarter and cut into the Anna 20-point lead. Chuck, this is a pretty big series right here.
Well, it's huge for Minster. If they can go down and score here, you know, they can feel at halftime they're right back in the game.
Yes.
If they go in down 20, knowing Anna's got the ball and they haven't stopped him yet, it's going to be tough.
Exactly. Thank you. Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins. Food is not in-between. It's out of this world. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, it will make your gift ideas come to life. Regal Trophy and Awards, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Thanks as well to Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a new underwriting sponsor last spring here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, player still down for Anna. 23 seconds to go here in the first half. Anna 27, Minster 7. I am surprised that Minster has not defended Anna any better than this. Minster 9-1. Defeated Marion Local late in the year by a point in a thriller, has destroyed everyone else all year long, as has Anna. Both clubs mighty explosive offensively. Each team rocks solid, giving up less than two touchdowns a game defensively. But Minster's had no answer for Anna's speed. And the Rocket speed is unusual, isn't it?
Right, and I'll give you a little preview of the halftime stats. 244 yards on the ground for the Rockets in the first half.
Unbelievable. Well, we still have 23 seconds to go in the second quarter. When play resumes, Minster has a second and two at the Anna 40, with Anna leading 27-7. You heard correctly, 27-7 Anna.
Now, see, they're cheating on this side now on Retkerman. They've got a safety on this side. Hulskamp's over here.
Hulskamp assisting, who is this, Leininger?
No, Leininger's the one that went out with the injury.
Ooh.
So this is Emerson.
Okay, yep, Nolan Emerson is up on the line of scrimmage against Retkerman, and Riley Hulskamp is in support of Emerson, 10 yards behind him. Two timeouts left for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 40. Here we go. Both lines are down. And the quarterback Jacob Niemeyer is up under center on this play with two receivers split right. And one offensive back is staggered. And now Niemeyer moves in to take the snap in the shotgun formation. Here's a drop by Niemeyer. He's corralled in the offensive backfield. Pocket collapses, so Niemeyer runs. He's on a dash to the 35, caught from behind at the 30. 17 seconds left to go, second quarter. And Minster utilizes a timeout. Oh, you can bet Darren Stokes and the Minster staff know how important, Chuck, as you noted a moment ago, this drive is.
Well, it's huge because with Anna getting the ball to start it, they've shown no ability to slow Anna down right now. So they know they got to score here to keep it a ball game.
That we couldn't tell. We won't conjecture that Leininger went off the field. Was he under his own power?
Yeah, he walked. Okay. He made the tackle on that play, and he went low, and I'm sure he probably took a foot. Now, I'm not going to get it. It could be the helmet, could have been to the shoulder, but I'm sure he got dinged up a little bit.
And by the way, we'll hear from Jesse Magato, long-time head girls cross-country coach at Minster at the halftime break. She, last weekend, was a part of Minster's fourth straight girls cross-country state title and the 12th since Jesse's been the head coach. And she also coaches cross-country at the middle school. We've got a 7 or 8 minute interview with her coming up at the halftime break. 17 seconds to go, second quarter. Minster possession outside the Anna 30. Short drop by Jacob Niemeyer. He pitches one to Reckerman. It's a back shoulder throw, and he makes a very good catch down around the 11-yard line. Bumped out of bounds right there. 13 ticks on the clock. That back shoulder throw from Niemeyer to Reckerman. Anna has not been able to stop in this game tonight.
Nope, it's been real effective. I'd run that until they stopped it.
Yes, because you can tell where Niemeyer's going. His eyes zero in on Trent Reckerman on each of these plays. Three receivers to the left. Big offensive play here. Here's a drop by Niemeyer looking right corner of the end zone. Fires. Anna breaks it up. It's on the ground. Incomplete. Anna's defender was running hard step for step with the receiver, Bornhorst, trying to face guard a little bit, not looking back for the ball over the shoulder, but both were running out of real estate in the corner of the end zone. The ball was not caught. 8 seconds to go, second quarter. It is second down and goal, you might as well say, for Minster, just inside the 11 of Anna.
Yeah, that was Shannon that broke that up that time, and he took away a touchdown.
He sure did. Rock solid play in the end zone. Here's Niemeyer throwing Reckerman, right corner of the end zone. A terrific one-handed grab, 5 yards deep in the end zone by Reckerman of Minster, which scores with 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. What a drive by Minster under pressure. Phenomenal series of plays for the Wildcats, who put 6 on the board with 5 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And what was it? Well, that back shoulder throw, Niemeyer to Reckerman once more. Big extra point for Falk. Keep in mind, Anna kicked 3 straight PATs, then Ambus missed his 4th. Thus, Anna's got 27. And Minster has the PAT. It is good. 27-14. Good pressure on the kicker by Anna. But Falk got it through. He got the ball off the ground just in the nick of time. And Minster, with a significant touchdown before the second quarter ends, is within 2 scores of Anna at 27-14. A few seconds to go in the second quarter.
We've got a score from down at Wright State. North Catholic won the third, 25-20. So Loramie still has 2-1 advantage.
2-1 advantage, Fort Loramie over Newark Catholic. 4th set upcoming. It took New Bremen 5 sets to knock out Monroeville in the other Division IV state semifinal. Fort Loramie still up 2 sets to 1. Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years each are proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Both Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, to work, to raise families, and to receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of ScoresBroadcast.com, and we thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. But the kickoff by Minster is bounced down to the 34. Anna falls on it there. 4 seconds to go, second quarter. Anna Rockets 27-7 lead was whittled to 27-14 by a great Minster drive of about 65 yards in about 90 seconds.
Yep.
And Bart Bixler touches down the snap from center. Half ends. Minster will kick off to Anna when we start the second half. Two quarters in the books here at Minster. Division 6 playoff game on the Wildcats' home turf. Anna enjoys a lead of 27-14 at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schulze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. It's halftime, Anna 27, Minster 14. After two quarters of play, Anna will receive the second half kickoff. It's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the stats are, I mean, it's a 13-point game right now, which that was a huge drive by Minster to make it a ball game on that last drive of the half. 27 rushes for Anna for 244 yards, 3 of 4 passing, 78 yards, 292 total yards, 11 first downs, 4 penalties for 50 yards. That's way too many. And didn't turn the ball over. For Minster, they ran the ball 15 times for 78 yards. He was 8 of 14 throwing it for 81 yards, 159 total yards, 7 first downs, 3 penalties for 15 yards, and they had the one big turnover that turned into 7 points for Anna on the interception.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, as you noted, big score by Minster late in the second quarter. Anna needs to come out and, at the very least, flop field position early second half, get a few first downs, make Minster have to punch it down the field 60, 70 yards. Minster, I think, will regain momentum if they can force a three and out to start the third.
Well, Anna's got to continue to score because I don't think Minster's going to do anything but throw the ball
right
to Rettkerman in the second half. I mean,
right,
why, they haven't stopped it yet.
So many thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, which brings you our halftime report. Hulskamp and Bixler, amazing what these two young men can do. Riley Hulskamp, I don't think, is 6 feet tall. Bart Bixler's not even 5'9 or 5'10. Wow, pound for pound. Have you seen better high school football players in Division 5, 6, or 7?
No, they're just athletes. They're just hard-nosed kids. Bixler takes some shots out there. He had to miss one play, but he gets back up and just keeps going. They're outstanding.
Anna can't afford to commit a third defensive back to Trent Reckerman. Couldn't slow him down late in the second quarter with two guys on him.
Well, I mean, it's easy to sit up here and make decisions, but when he's got you in the end zone like that, you might as well just go ahead and tackle him and make him bring the ball back out and try to run another play. There's no reason to let him catch that pass.
Yeah, it's a good observation. Anna's offensive line has been incredibly good, executing to perfection through the first two quarters.
Yeah, they've been really good. You run the ball for 244, and you talk about Hulskamp and Bixler, and they're a huge part of it. But that offensive line, without them, you're not getting the yardage that you're getting.
We're about 17 or 18 minutes away from the start of our third quarter Division 6 high school football game. Playoff first round here at Minster. 27-14, Anna in the lead. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Thank you very much, Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Anna 27, Minster 14 here at the half. Chuck, this past Wednesday night, the Bodkins boys lost in the state semifinal in Division III soccer. What a tremendous season. I believe that was the boys' first loss of the entire year.
Wow.
19 wins, a couple ties along the way. The Columbus Wellington School defeated Bodkins 4-0 on Wednesday after Bodkins had won two straight matches, a district championship and a regional semifinal, 1-0 and 1-0 over Marymount and Cincinnati Seven Hills. Great season by Coach Lynch and the Botkins soccer team. The boys club was outstanding for the fourth straight year. Botkins went 7-0 in the Western Ohio Soccer League and won the title. First place, first team all WOSL, Cody Meyer, Zane Paul, Denton Bates, Nathan Schneider, second team Andrew Monin and Zach Ware. Congrats to the Botkins boys soccer program.
Yep.
A tremendous season, and it's a young club. We'll be heard from again next year.
There you go.
Minster Cross Country. The girls at Minster keep right on running. Wow. A state title again. The fourth in a row. 12 under head coach Jesse Magato at Minster. 13 in all for the Minster girls cross country state championships. And as you might imagine, Coach Magato earned her stripes running once upon a time at Minster High School.
So I ran for Minster, and I was coached by legendary coach Katie Horseman. Yeah. And just learned from an early age discipline, hard work, and setting high goals. We were state runner-up my sophomore year, mm-hmm. always had successful programs, and just grew up knowing and being taught that way.
What was your routine like on race day?
That's a great question. Just very superstitious, doing the same thing every time and making sure I was ready physically and mentally and just trying to have the camaraderie with my team and be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Of the 13 state championships earned by Minster girls in cross country this year in 2019 was a tight one, not the closest ever for Minster, but you didn't win it by much. Highlight your seniors, the contributions they've made all year long for you.
So I have three seniors, Mackenzie Bowman, Rachel Kitzmeller, and Gwen Meiring. All three of these girls are great leaders. They lead with confidence. They know what I expect. They just get the job done. They relax. They handle pressure, not afraid to fail. And so they definitely led our team in a great direction.
Now, Gwen Meiring, your superb senior, with a list of achievements on her resume in doing cross country at Minster. It was not full strength for the state meet.
No, after the MAC, she was individual champion, then rolled her foot at districts, and we had to sit her out at regionals. We weren't sure what she would be able to do. She was three-time All-Ohio at that course. In her senior year, she got a race, not full strength. She was sixth for our team, but just she gave our girls the confidence they needed that she would be in the race and give them the strength, regardless of where she raced.
So you were shorthanded, so to speak. Surprised you still won it?
surprised, I don't, I believe they could do it.
Yeah.
Regardless if she was full strength or not, I knew we had a shot. I knew these girls were fierce competitors, and just get them on the course, and if they're out there racing, they have a shot.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were behind after the first mile of the 3.1-mile race at Hebron.
We were behind by quite a bit, actually, but it's just a testament to these girls. They race hard. They don't get worked up. They're nice and consistent. They feed off of each other, and they just keep pulling each other through the race, and so then by the 2 mile, we were in the lead, and it was a tight one to the very end, and they just raced as hard as they could, left it out there, and as I always tell them, it will be enough no matter what, and they believe that, and it was enough.
Highlight those young ladies who competed and where they finished in the state meet.
Yeah, so we had Ella Boat, who's a junior, and she finished 10th. And Taylor Roth, a freshman, was 17th. Mason Pohl, a junior, was 37th. Mackenzie Bowman, her fourth time racing on that course, was she's a senior, was 38th. Cameo Cedar Leaf, a freshman, she was 54th. And then Emma Meyer, a sophomore, was 101st.
Unusual to have someone finish no higher than 10th, and yet the squad still takes home the big prize?
You can do it in all ways.
Okay.
You can have a front runner who's one or two, but it doesn't. You just need a strong team, and you can win in a various concoctions, and we've kind of tested the waters in all aspects.
Hey, I marvel at the fact that this is the fourth straight cross-country state championship for Minster girls. And it's not the same group of young ladies who cycled through as freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors. You have excellent balance on this squad here in 2019 and a super ninth grade class.
Yeah, those freshman girls really stepped it up. And I think from our top five last year at the state meet, three of them were not in the top five this year. So it just shows the depth of the team and the fact that they did it together. And it just depends on who's in the race that day and who wants to step up.
And one of the ninth graders this year is a young lady who moved in. You weren't expecting to have her. What a great addition.
Yeah, what a nice, pleasant surprise. Taylor is just a great competitor and just feeds off of training and competition, and super thankful to have her work ethic and just the character that she brings.
Hey, you know who's in the pipeline each year because you also coach cross country at the middle school.
Well, that's a great opportunity for me to see the seventh and eighth graders and just see the spirit, work ethic, and good opportunity for me to set the standards and just what to expect from an early age. And it gives us something exciting to look forward to. We had a great 8th grade class and 7th grade class, and oh, I'm excited for when they move up into high school.
The state meet took place at 11 in the morning. I've got to ask you, what was the routine like for all of your young ladies on that day? Similar, or is it, each one has their own individual style?
They each have their own individual style, and that's what we try to just customize what you need to do. Know your body, know how you race, know what's expected, or know what you need to do, and they take care of themselves. Like, it's not me. They do what they need to do to get themselves ready to be on that line at 11 o'clock.
So it's not a standard oatmeal or peanut butter up at 6:15?
No, definitely not. It's, you would be amazed at the variety of what these girls do.
Hey, congratulations. Quite an achievement. Remarkable. Four straight state championships in cross country for Minster girls, and a grand total now of 13.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Jesse Magoteau, head coach, cross country girls, Minster. Unbelievable achievement.
Yep.
Chuck, we see MAC teams win football state titles, and one of the best kept secrets might be cross country at Minster. 13 total, 12 with Coach Magoteau at the helm, four in a row. And as we highlighted, it's not the same young ladies each year.
No, I mean, that's the key. And you got your top runner, the senior that you're counting on, and she's not 100%. And the rest of them go out there and take care of business, like she said. And that's just terrific.
Now, West Liberty Salem was second. Fort Loramie was third. Head coach Dennis Pringer at Fort Loramie has got a very good young group and will be mighty strong next year. In fact, it could be the same three, neck and neck and neck, next season. Fort Loramie, West Liberty Salem, and Minster. We're about 6 or 7 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Minster, Anna, high school football, first round playoffs, Division 6, Anna 27, Minster 14. Well, obviously, it's postseason time, fall sports, Ohio High School Athletic Association. I took the opportunity earlier this week to talk with Jerry Snodgrass, Commissioner, Executive Director of the OHSAA, about site selection for postseason matches, games, and contests.
It's playoff time, a postseason in the OHSAA. Highlight site selection for postseason matches, games, contests. What are the criteria?
Well, first of all, you're right. It's one of the most exciting times of the year, you know, the excitement that builds. Unfortunately, I think our staff doesn't get to realize that excitement because they're so busy, you know, selecting sites, going through all the administrative responsibilities that go with it. But even at the time, typically on Wednesday or Thursday of each week, our staff goes through possible scenarios. scenarios in the football playoff, so we look at what matchups could exist in the next week. I mean, it's easy to look and see if this team wins or if this team wins.
Yeah.
And so we start looking at potential sites. Then what we do is reach out to those potential sites, give them the scenario that if these two teams match up, we'd like to come your way. Given that, we wait for a yes or no. They don't have to host anything. The challenge with it is, in the sport of football, a site that hosts a game, you know, one really puts on a great public display of their communities. They also receive concession stand money, parking money. That's why schools charge parking. We don't require it, but the schools do it to raise funds.
Sure.
At the same time, when we get into the sports of volleyball, soccer is the big one, and even sometimes with basketball, there are so many other things going on in schools, you can't get them to host. And so I'm so thankful for the schools that do. But in some of those other sports, and again, baseball, softball, volleyball, soccer is the big one, we just cannot get people to host games. And as a result of that, that results in more travel for teams, although people don't realize that we pay for that travel to schools.
Sure.
So a lot of challenges that go with that, and it makes the football site selection a little bit easier. We look at past crowd history. We look at facilities. We look at the management, and that's a big key. But we also have to look, obviously, at geography.
How about turf?
You know what? We've gotten to the point where we don't, in most of our sports, it's not required. However, there are so many turfed fields, we'd be crazy not to use them.
Sure.
Soccer, we have two of the best grass fields probably in America, in Lexington and Findlay. We try to use those grass fields because they're soccer-only facilities, and the state championships played on grass. Mm-hmm. Soccer aficionados love it on grass. But every other sport, an outdoor sport like that, football, every one of our games is on artificial surfaces.
The National Football League has set an extreme standard for instant replay. Everybody in the stands at a high school game has got a phone, and they're doing video while the game is taking place. Any prospect in the future for tough, challenging officiating decisions to be replayed by video?
Well, I will say this. For the first time ever, the National Federation, the rules that we play by, as every state does except Texas, the rules of the game this year by the NFHS now will allow video replay at state championship games.
Uh-oh.
So we have instituted, we will be using it. There are no coach challenges. We have a procedure to follow on it, but we have an individual, and it's expensive for us to do that. Keeping in mind, too, that you must have the same number of cameras, you must have the proper angles. Here's the drawback with video replay. I think it's one of the biggest challenges we face today. You're right. Every person sitting in the stands has a camera. But maybe some schools don't. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some schools, it's blurry. Or maybe some schools, oh, I didn't get my video in time. So we can't have video replay where we have it in one place and don't have it in another. The consistency is so important. The other biggest, when you look at it this way, the NFL on any given day probably does not have more than 12 games. With Monday night, Thursday night, you know, and Sunday night, I doubt there are any more than 12 games on any given day.
Right.
The NFL has a decent amount of money, too, and I'm laughing. So the number of cameras, every single NFL game is televised, whether it's regionally or nationally. So they have the same number of cameras, the proper angles on every single play. We have 720, I believe it is, football playing schools in Ohio. It is impossible to have that in today's world. 10 years from now, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we cannot use it at the high school level. For consistency reasons, it just isn't possible.
Currently in high school football, 8 teams in each region of each of the 7 divisions qualify for the postseason. How about 10? How about 12 teams from each region in each division making the postseason?
You know, I go back, first of all, probably 8 or 10 years ago, and I realize it's a little bit older study, but USA Today put out a study or survey, I should say. They ranked the playoff systems in all the 50 states. And Ohio's was ranked 1 or 2. I can't remember what it was.
Wow.
The Harbin ratings, you know, and they have stood the test of time.
Neat.
While they've stood the test of time, I mean, we have a couple schools this year. Gibsonburg, for one, up in Northwest Ohio, finished 10-0, did not get into the playoffs. However, and I feel for them, but at the other point of that is they also played a couple teams that were 0-10. We can't control that.
No.
But as long as the playoff system is ranked upon that, you know, that's the way it is. So that leads to that discussion. Well, the football coaches are soon to present to our board of directors a procedure that we do permit. They have put forth a proposal, and they're surveying right now the coaches across the state. And that's just one factor. It's just if 80% of the coaches want it, that does not mean that it's automatic that we put it in. We have a system. We have an organizational system and a structure, checks and balances, that our board does that. But their proposal is to go, I believe it's to 12. I'm not real sure what it is. But, again, keeping in mind that while I say that video replay is one of the biggest challenges we have in high school football, the other biggest challenge we have is the size of our state. We are the third, I believe, largest football playing state, and it's the only sport that we don't permit every single team to be in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
And ironically, we get more proposals in the other sports like soccer, baseball, and all those that people want to not let everybody in the tournament because there's so many blowouts in those first rounds. So you have to balance all those factors.
Words of Jerry Snodgrass, Commissioner, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, here at the half of Anna Minster on scoresbroadcast.com. And the Anna Rockets return the second half kickoff. It's Yulskamp who caught it down at the 7, and he reverses field, goes from the numbers on the near side to the hash mark on the far side, tripped up over the 30 at the 31-yard line. That's where Anna starts first and 10. Will be interesting to see, Chuck, if that late second quarter touchdown by Minster breathes some new life into the Wildcats, who could have been down but three scores, now just two.
Well, they need to pick it up on defense, because even every time they got Anna in a third and long, Anna picked it up.
And Anna did it most often on the ground, as they've done all year. Opening seconds, third quarter, snap to Bixler, fake to Yulskamp. Bart keeps. He puts his head down and digs to the 34-35. He garnered 5 on first down, second down 5 for Anna. Dylan Sharp, one of those gritty linemen for Minster, in there on the tackle. 27-14, Anna leads Minster. Anna led 27-7 with just over 90 seconds to go in the second quarter. And then Minster engineered a 65-yard drive for a touchdown. And that drive to pay dirt finished on a pass from the quarterback, Niemeyer, to Retkerman. Here's a flat pass by Bixler, well executed to Cam Stewart. He snags it on the run at the 38. He's up and over the 40, near sideline, 45, downed at the 48-yard line. First and 10 for Anna. Rockets mixing it up and getting Stewart involved in the pass receiving game.
Yeah, that was a well-designed play that time, and it executed to perfection.
Two receivers to the right for Bixler. He's got Yulskamp alongside. Riley gets the feed, and there he goes laterally across the field from west to east. He picks his way. He's at the 50, 45, and he tightropes the boundary to about the 40. Got beyond the first down marker by a step or two. First and 10, Rockets, 12-yard run by Yulskamp. He uses every inch of the width of the gridiron. At the 40 of Minster, first and 10, Anna, opening minute and a half, third quarter, 27-14, Rockets. Two receivers to the left. Bixler gets the football from Dye, the center, gives to Yulskamp, and he explodes. He makes a man miss, sheds another tackler, makes another miss.
Wow.
Yulskamp still on his feet somehow, some way, and he stayed afloat, Chuck, all the way to the 11-yard line. A 29-yard run by Yulskamp, and it looked like he was going to be dropped three or four times.
He is amazing. I'm running out of superlatives.
Does he lose a shoe to the defensive player and stay on his feet? It looks like he gets virtually wrapped up, secured enough to be tackled and dropped to the ground, but he slips so many tackles every run. Here is the handoff on the play. Bixler, the Hills camp again. Uh-oh, he's in deep hot water, way back behind the line of scrimmage. And he is at the 27-yard line and then belatedly throws the ball down the field back toward the line of scrimmage, and I think Minster might have picked it off. That was an aborted play. Hulskamp would have been better off just tossing it out of bounds. There is a marker. Minster's going to decline and take the football, and Anna's drive is halted. Oh, that could be another big momentum swing in this game. We just got through being a little braggadocious about Hulskamp and Bixler, and Riley retreated on that play a good 15 to 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah. The jet sweep to the left was stopped by Minster, and Hulskamp took off the other way, circling way back behind the line, and he pitched the ball down the field. And it was intercepted by Minster, which takes over in the vicinity of its own 10-yard line. That was an ill-advised throw.
You don't see him make mistakes like that very often.
10:23 to go, third quarter. Change of events. Minster possession. Niemeyer is in the spread. He'll take the snap at the 6. It's at his knees. He gets it. And it's that patented backside throw down the left side of the field to Reckerman. He grabs it 12 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Then he puts his head down and digs to the 30, 34. It goes for 21 or 2 yards. His knee hit the boundary, or his toe hit the stripe across the way at the 31. Boy, Anna simply not getting their heads turned to find the ball.
They have no answer for it.
Retkerman having a field day on that back shoulder throw from Niemeyer, who rolls right this time. He's going to keep, fires a bullet, hits up the near sideline on the dead run. Bornhorst got it at the 49. Splendid pass play, well timed, right on the money. Nifty rollout by Niemeyer, who found Brendan Bornhorst scampering toward the sideline, running parallel to the line of scrimmage, about 15 yards downfield, and he speared it. 50-yard line, Minster moving the ball briskly. Opening 2 minutes, third quarter. Snap back to Niemeyer, short drop, wants to throw. Here's a back shoulder pitch, other side of the field, he missed his man. Bart Bixler in the area for Anna. He was out there on an island by himself, but the ball was not thrown real well by Niemeyer, second and 10. Line of scrimmage just over midfield by an inch or two. 27-14, Anna leads. Minster beginning to apply some serious pressure. Last possession by Anna ending in a miscue. A belated, ill-advised throw by Hulskamp from way behind the line of scrimmage, and it wound up being picked off by Minster, which is stopped cold. Schmidtmeyer ambushed at the line of scrimmage. No gain on a second and 10 run, and it brings up third and 10. Line of scrimmage shy of the Anna 49. 9.5 to go, third quarter. Got to think, if Minster doesn't pick up significant yards here, Reckerman would probably punt. Anna with 6 men up on the defensive line. Niemeyer has got plenty of time. 7 yards behind the line. Surveys the field. Fires down the middle. Has an open receiver. Reckerman at the 10. He's got it. 5. Touchdown. What a throw by Niemeyer. Reckerman simply took it away from the Anna defender. And Minster has trimmed Anna's lead to 27-20.
I didn't think that missed extra point, the way Anna was moving the ball, was really loomed that big. Now it really is looking huge.
Yep, Anna's PAT after the 4th score was wide left. The lead for Anna is 7. Minster striking from 49 yards away. What a brilliant throw by Niemeyer. Anna only rushed 3. They had two or three defensive backs trying to keep pace with Retkerman. Trent just simply ripped the ball away from Anna's defenders. A trio was on him, but they couldn't stop him from catching the ball. He stabbed it on the dead run at the 10. Into the end zone he went. Extra point by Falk. He's got it. 27-21. Anna's lead cut to 6. 9 minutes to go, third quarter. Great game at Minster. Division 6 playoffs on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Oh, you wouldn't have thought so at 27-7, but now at 27-21, Chuck, we can say it. We've got a ball game. And it's going to be a good photo finish now. Minster right back in the thick of it. A very late second quarter score. And after an interception thrown by Anna, which was within 10 yards of scoring a touchdown, Rockets were knocking on the door at the Minster 10. Anna throws a pick. Minster drives it quickly down the field and scores on a nearly 50-yard pass play from Niemeyer to Retkerman. Three successful PATs for Minster, and the Wildcats are within 6 of Anna, 27-21. The kickoff, a short one by Minster, but beautifully covered, and Anna's got nowhere to go but out of bounds at the Rockets' 23. Needless to say, the momentum shift in this game has been enormous.
It has been, but it's been a kind of more of a gift than it has been a switch.
Yes. First and 10 Rockets, shy of their own 25. Snap to Bixler, rolls right, way back behind the line. Oh, he makes a dangerous flip up ahead to Yuleskamp, who's got it, still behind the line. But then the C parts, and Yuleskamp hurries up the field for about 10 or 11 yards. Almost a second screw-up by Anna in the offensive backfield. Bixler about to be wrapped up. Magically dished the ball ahead to Yuleskamp. First and 10 Rockets.
Now this is how they play.
Exactly.
You're right. They're going to continue to play the same way, and it's been real effective for them.
That is Anna's offensive personality, no
it's
doubt about it.
Scary.
8.5 to go, third quarter. Snap back to Bixler. Fakes the inside handoff. Pitches to Yuleskamp around left end. Makes one man miss. And he leaps ahead to the 38-39. Hard-earned 4 or 5 yards for Riley Yuleskamp. Good tackle on the play by Phillips of Minster. Second down, 6, Anna. 8 minutes left in the third quarter.
Rockets have to answer that Minster touchdown.
Oh, yeah. It's mighty important that Anna punches the football down the field and produces points on this drive. Minster's got all the momentum in the world. Second down and 6 for the Rockets at their own 39-yard line. Bixler fakes the toss sweep to Yuleskamp. Bart keeps, and he bangs ahead over left guard, meets resistance at the 43, and he sat on right there. Third and 2, Anna. Big possession down coming up. I doubt that Anna will throw the ball.
No, they've been running the ball really well. I mean, even in this quarter, they've got 53 yards.
Third and 2 Rockets. Bixler to Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp hemmed in behind the line. He tries to circle the end. He can't do it. He's tracked across the way. Dropped for a 1 yard loss. Excellent penetration by Minster. They knew what was coming. A couple of linebackers were all over the quarterback Bixler, and 2 trailed Yuleskamp all the way to the numbers on the far side of the field. Riley lost a half yard. Fourth down, Anna at their own 43.
I would have liked to have seen something between the tackles with Minnick right there with only needing a yard.
Luthman to punt.
Flag flies before the snap. This will be very interesting. Uh-oh. Offside Minster. Pre-snap foul. Anna gets a gift and a first down up at the 48-yard line.
Wow.
Rockets will take it.
That's a tough one.
Oh, my goodness. And the coaching staff for the Minster Wildcats, led by mentor Garen Stokes, shaking their heads on the sidelines collectively. 6:44 to go, third quarter. Anna gets a break. Rockets need to cash in. New line of scrimmage, the 48 of Anna. Rockets slow coming from the sideline to the line of scrimmage. Play clock down to 8.
Man, I tell you what, they put themselves under the gun constantly.
Play clock at 3. And Bixler did not get the snap in time. Maybe a timeout called by Anna.
Yep. They wasted two of them in the first half, and now one right there.
Valuable timeout utilized by Anna in the first half, the third quarter. 27-21 Rockets, 6:20 left in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Thanks so much to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, one of our several anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. First and 10 Rockets at their own 48. Bixler play action, throws a floater, middle of the field. Richards dead run. He's speedy. He's got it at the 20. No one around. Blown coverage by Minster. Touchdown, Anna. How about that? Bixler to Richards. We saw that play work to perfection against Coldwater, Chuck.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that was a great play fake that time. The safety came up, bit on the run fake, and Richards was running all by himself. I couldn't have scored Eric Comey, but I could have caught the ball.
First down pass play by Anna from the Minster 48 results in a score. Bixler Richards, he was running all alone on a deep post down the middle. Extra point try. Bazak Ambus is on its way, and it's center cut. A good one. 34-21. Anna leads Minster, 6:12 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Jeffrey Richards for Anna on a fast track, ran the post pattern to perfection. And you're so right, Chuck. On first down, Minster was looking run all the way. The linebackers were hedging forward toward the line of scrimmage. And the middle of the field was wide open. And Bixler took advantage and spotted Richards. Excellent 48-yard pass play to Pater. Touchdown and a big score. Anna back up two touchdowns. Ground ball kickoff is fielded by Minster at about the 31-yard line, and that's where the Wildcats start first and 10. I said 31. I should have said 26. I was 5 yards off.
Yep.
Last time I had my eyes checked, I was told, Jack, you're not 20-40. You're 5 yards off. Half the third quarter to go. A lot of time. These two teams could produce 5 or 6 more touchdowns in this game. That's for sure. They are that explosive. 34-21 and in the lead. Dropping back to throw is Niemeyer, and first down, a long high-arching bomb down the field. It is Retkerman at the 28. The ball's popped up in the air. It is no good, incomplete. Retkerman fighting one-on-one.
Emerson.
Yep, with Nolan Emerson of Anna. That was a battle.
Well, the ball was thrown a little short, and if he would have thrown the ball deeper, that's probably 7 points.
Exactly, no doubt. Second down, 10 yards to go for Minster at the Wildcats, 26. Boy, the pass play has been the most effective play from scrimmage for Minster rather than the run. Here's Niemeyer running out of room, way back behind the line of scrimmage. He's out of the pocket, almost at the sideline. 10 yards behind the line, dumps it into the Minster bench out of bounds.
This is starting to look like a Minster team that liked to throw the ball to a kid named Wolf back in the day.
Oh, yeah. They had a couple of pretty good Wolves.
Yeah, they had two in a row.
5:56 to go here in the third quarter. Anna forcing Minster now to play catch-up and throw repeatedly. Third and 10 Wildcats at their own 26. You've got to spy on Retkerman here if you're Anna. Possession down. Here comes the blitz by Anna up the middle. Wildcats pick it up. Stepping up in the pocket is Niemeyer. Flips middle of the field. Retkerman catches it at the 37. He spun down right there. He fell forward for the first down. He gained 12. Oh, Niemeyer stepped up in the pocket. He was very adept. Nifty play by him, Chuck. Bought an extra second or two, didn't cross the line of scrimmage, and hit Retkerman with a strike.
Well, before the game, Coach Marino said they can't let him just stand back there and pick him apart. That's exactly what he's done. They have got no pressure on him since the first quarter.
First and 10, Minster shy of the Wildcats 40. Here's Schmidtmeyer running outside right tackle, squirts ahead to the 43. He garnered 3 or 4. Second down and 6, Minster. In there on the tackle for the Anna Rockets. Leading the way was number 4, Bart Bixler. Just over 5 to play in the third quarter. Anna 34, Minster 21. Schmidtmeyer fell forward for a plus 5 on that last play. 3 receivers wide left for Minster. Here is Anna showing blitz pressure. Niemeyer racing out of trouble to the left. Fires a strike down the left sideline. Broken up, though, by Anna at the last split second. Retkerman was the marked man. Anna's secondary was tracking him. Ball was on the money.
Yeah.
Very good coverage, though, by Anna.
Yeah, that was Huelskamp.
Riley got to the ball just before Retkerman did and spiked it away. Third and 5.5 to go for Minster at the Wildcats 44. Under 5 to play in the third quarter. 34-21. Anna in the lead. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the left. Empty backfield. Niemeyer looking, lofts it down the left side of the field. Here's that patented back shoulder throw. It's a jump ball at the 42, and it's busted up by Anna, incomplete. Emerson on Retkerman. Boy, that's been the matchup here of this game. And Minster now's got to punt the football. Fourth down and a little over 5 to go for a first down.
I would play this safe if I was Anna.
Yep, Riley Huelskamp is dropping back in the area of his own 20 to take the punt from Retkerman. Can't imagine Minster would fake at this point in time. Nope, Retkerman punts it high toward the sideline, away from Huelskamp. Oh, it takes a great Minster bounce. Hits on the ground at the 26, and it skips all the way to the 13. A plus 13 on the roll for Minster. Good kick by Retkerman. Huelskamp had no chance to get it. That's what you call a directional punt. And Anna is backed up at its own 12 officially. 4:38 to go here in the third quarter. And now Minster will prey on that football. Minster, nearly a plus 20 on the year, Chuck, in the takeaway turnover category. We talked about the importance of ball security in the pregame. Minster has utilized pass interceptions and fumble recoveries all year to produce key points.
And Anna cannot afford to give the ball up and put it in the ground. Back inside its own 20. Final 4.5 minutes, third quarter. 34-21 Anna. Bixler fakes to Yulskamp. Bart keeps around right end. Does not turn it upfield until he gets beyond the numbers, far sideline. And he continues to run out of bounds. He might have picked up three all told for his efforts. He took it from the near hash mark all the way to the out-of-bounds line on the north side of the field. End result was a three-yard gain. He went out of bounds, so the clock stopped. Might behoove Anna on some of these wide running plays, Chuck, to stay in bounds a little more often. Here's Yulskamp, left end. Jeff's jet sweep, gets a block, puts his head down, and he hurdles a man up to the 21, 23-yard line. He's got the first. Yulskamp churned up big yardage on that play as a couple of Minster linebackers were out there by themselves. Yulskamp split them. He got the first down, ran it for 9.
That's 17 first downs now for the Rockets in the game.
Boy, they are piling them up. Here's Bixler in the offensive backfield. Late pitch. It is Minnick in the offensive backfield for Anna, but there are two penalty markers against the Rockets. Play went for about 19 or 20 yards, but it's going to be wiped out. Chuck, we talked about this last week in the Anna Delphus game, and head coach Nick Marino and I talked about it in the pregame. The penalties have been an Achilles heel for Anna. Anna is so productive in offense, and more often than not, a penalty marker, when Anna's got the football, can eliminate a very good play.
Well, that was a great play. It was set up perfectly, and a hold probably 15 yards away from the play is bringing it back.
It was Malachi Minnick in the offensive backfield on that unique formation by Anna, and it resulted in a fine gain, a romp up the sideline of about 20 yards to just short of midfield. But the holding penalty on Anna will cause the Rockets to retreat to their own 11. And that's about where the drive started, after the punt by Rettkerman. 3:59 to go here in the third quarter. 34-21, Anna. First down, 22 to go. Rockets cannot make a mistake back here. Two receivers to the right. Bixler gets the snap, toss sweep to Yulskamp. He gets a block at the 15, and he puts his head down. He strides forward to the 20-yard line, over it to the 22. Minster might have given up a little more yards there than it would have preferred. Yulskamp one-on-one against an LB, got about 11 on the play. Second down and 12, Rockets, 3.5 to go, third quarter. Line of scrimmage, the Anna 21.5. Two receivers near side for Bixler. Four-man defensive front for Minster. Fake inside hand off, a swing to Yulskamp. Behind the line of scrimmage, he catches at the 16, gets a block at the 20. He skips up over the 25, dumped at the 27. Third down, about 6 or 7 to go for Anna. Possession play here. 3 minutes left on the clock, third quarter. Anna 34, Minster 21. Good tackle in space on that last play by Bornhorst of Minster. Rockets need closer to 7 for a first down. Line of scrimmage, their own 27. Snap to Bixler, fakes the inside handoff. Late sweep to Malachi Minnick. He took the pitch out, stays on his feet. Forward progress, close to a first down. Don't know if he got there or not. He was eventually forged out of bounds at about the 33. He needed to get to the 34. What's forward progress like, Chuck? Oh, a big break for Anna. Wow.
That is quite the spot for the Rockets.
What a mark for Anna, the official on the near side.
The official on the near side was tracking forward progress, and Malachi Minnick got a late push of 2, maybe even 3 yards. He appeared to be stopped cold at the 31. Chuck, if this were a state championship game with video replay,
look at it.
Yes, we'd take another peek at that one.
Because you need to make high school football games longer, so I like the replay.
I love that formation with Malachi.
I do too.
Yeah, Malachi is a tough man to bring down. He's a load. That was a big first down turned in by Anna. Look out, Bixler around left end. He's got a lane. He blasts over the 40 and shoots to the 50-yard line. What a run by Bixler. He got 11 or 12. New line of scrimmage, midfield, a minute 56 to go, third quarter. Anna trying to swing momentum back in its favor. Boy, a couple of big first downs here after the Rockets, Chuck, were way behind the chains.
Well, they had gotten the first down, and then they had the hold, and they were first and 20 from their own 11.
Line of scrimmage, midfield. Rockets up 13 over Minster, 34-21. Slot right, two receivers right, and Minster spies on this play. Bixler faked it to Hulskamp. Little jab step to the left by Bart, then back to the right. He is twisted and spilled down at the 48. He lost two. Second down and 12, Anna. Final 70 seconds, third quarter. 34-21, Rockets in the lead. By the way, Fort Loramie won over Newark Catholic 3-1, winning a fourth set 26-24 thriller after Newark Catholic took set 3, 25-20. Fort Loramie won the first two sets and will play New Bremen for the state championship tomorrow at 3. Oh, what a great play. Bixler rolling out to the right, and he flips a little pass up ahead to Cam Stewart. Got it at the 40, down the sideline. There's a convoy of blockers taking Stewart all the way down inside the 20 to the 16, where he's forced out of bounds.
What a great call that was right there. Just a little raise up, little pass to Stewart. He took like one step, caught the ball. Nobody was around him.
And a Rockets, Chuck, are pulling out of their hip pocket plays tonight we haven't seen in the four games we've covered to date.
That's what you do. And as well as these coaches know each other, this is the kind of game you got to do that.
Exactly. New line of scrimmage for Anna, the Minster 16. Oh, what a terrific play that was. Bixler to Stewart. Bixler kept the football in first and 10. No, he dished it to Hulskamp. He goes outside left tackle, stays on his feet, rolled down at about the 8-yard line.
And that should be the last play of the quarter.
Yep, 24, 23 seconds left. Anna Rockets will have a second and very short after that 8-yard run by Hulskamp. It'll be second and 2, Anna, from about the Minster 8 or 9 when the fourth quarter starts. Anna 34, Minster 21 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich,
uh-huh,
a margarita barbecue sandwich,
yeah,
a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We are here at Minster. Anna Rockets have regained momentum. Anna surging down the field. Second down and
what, Chuck? Just a couple yards
two.
To go?
Yep, second and two.
Second and two. Anna, 7-yard line of Minster, 34-21. Anna in the lead. We start the fourth period. Bixler in the shotgun, back at the 13. Gives to Yulskamp. He darts to the line of scrimmage, right up the gut. He's met solidly at about the 8. It's going to be third and a couple for Anna. I tell you what, Chuck, this drive right here, if it results in points for Anna, will make it mighty tough on Minster to come back.
I agree. And I like the kicker. I don't think they're in his range.
Here's a handoff on the play. Bixler, Yulskamp. He blasts up the middle behind Luke Dye. He's at the 2, the 1. He's got it. Touchdown. What a run by Yulskamp. A 7-yarder right up the middle. Luke Dye, the all-MAC center, paved the way. And Yulskamp put his head down. And, boy, he charged hard toward the line of scrimmage. Dye created the opening, and Yulskamp did the rest. 40-21, 19-point lead for Anna.
357 yards on the ground for the Rockets here, just starting the fourth quarter.
Anna chewing up the rush yardage. Here's the kick wide left by Ambus, way off to the left. We've got a penalty marker, though.
Yeah, I think it was pre-snap. They're going to have to kick it again.
That's a break against or for Anna, a pre-snap illegal procedure call against the Rockets will enable Anna to kick it once more. New line of scrimmage for this snap from center. Is back at the 8-yard line. Ambus to try from the 15. Little longer PAT. It looked like he might have hooked this one to the left as well. No, it's inside the left upright. Critical point. He hits it. 41-21. Anna in the lead by 20. 30 seconds gone. Fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
Anna Rockets after the score, kickoff, and this one by Luthman is boomed.
There you go.
Woo! Soaring kick, hits at the 1, and bounds through the end zone. Minster starts 1st and 10 from its own 20. And the score is Anna 41, Minster 21. 1st down, 10 yards to go. Wildcats at their own 20-yard line. So many thanks to Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't forget, volleyball state championship match tomorrow at 3 online at 2:45 p.m. from Wright State University for the match between Fort Loramie and New Bremen. 1st and 10, Minster, and here is a slant run by Bornhorst. Throw by Niemeyer right on the button out to the 36-yard line. That's a speedy 16 yards.
That's 24 passes now that the Wildcats have had to throw. I don't think they came into the game thinking they were going to throw it this much.
Not at all. Niemeyer at the helm, 5 yards behind the line. Steps up in the pocket. He manages to escape duress and whips another one over the middle between the hash marks. Bornhorst again after the 49. Rockets giving extra attention to Rettkerman, and Bornhorst is starting to get into the act.
Yeah, but they need to give Rettkerman extra attention.
A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Anna 41, Minster 21. Here come the Wildcats with three receivers flank left. It's pass, 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 some more. Niemeyer, plenty of time. He ducks out of trouble. Now he's going to run. He dashes toward the right sideline. And down the boundary to the 45, 44 of Anna, out of bounds. Picked up about six. Second down and four. Clock stopped. 10:54 left.
Yeah, the clock didn't start until the ball was snapped there. The home clock gave him a little extra time.
Three timeouts remaining, Minster. Two timeouts remaining, Anna. 41-21, Anna in the lead by 20 after Minster had rallied and cut it to 27-21. Oh, here's a screen in the right flat by Minster. It's busted up by Anna. It's in the air. Anna gets the rebound. There's a marker on the ground. Let's see what ensues, Chuck. I'm not sure what the call's all about. I thought I saw a flag.
I don't see one.
I may have been seeing yellow. You know how when you see a highway patrolman behind you, you see red?
Absolutely.
I thought I was seeing yellow across the field, and I did not see a marker. I was mistaken. Do we know who picked off that screen pass by Anna?
I could not see who got it. It got bumped up, popped up in the air about four times.
Ill-advised play. Anna had it diagnosed. The quarterback, Niemeyer, threw into a crowd. It was a play call that Minster had not tried tonight. Don't recall it being used, but Anna was all over it and busted up the short pass in the right flat. The ball popped in the air. Anna got the carom. First down run by the Rockets, good for nine to the Minster 44. And this is a critical series for Minster's defense.
It's too bad they're not in the same division, because I think I'd like to see Anna get another shot at Marion Local right now.
Oh, I would too. Yeah. 10 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Anna 41, Minster 21. Here's Bixler feeding Huelskamp over left tackle. And he puts his head down and bulldozes to the 40, inside it to the 39. He's got the first down.
20 of them now as a team.
That offensive line for Anna has been splendid tonight. Evan Poppelman, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, the All-MAC center. Luthman, All-MAC both ways, offense and defense. Anthony Billing on the offensive line. Dylan Steinke Ellinger on the offensive line, too. Here come the Rockets with a new set of four downs from the Minster 39. Clock is down to 9.5 to go. Here is Bixler giving to Huelskamp around left end. Look at him fly. He's got a crease, a seam down the sideline, beyond the numbers. No one there for Minster. Touchdown, 39-yarder. Riley Huelskamp scurried to the far side of the field, and he had an avenue available, and then he scampered up the sideline right in front of the Anna bench, all the way to the pylon, into the end zone. Is there a marker on the play? The officials are huddling. I don't see a flag down.
I don't either.
Earlier, I thought I saw one. It didn't.
Dead ball and sportsmanlike on Anna.
9:22 left here in the fourth quarter. Riley Huelskamp and Bart Bixler just runaway freight trains on the loose tonight. Minster simply cannot track them down.
Clearing out a little bit of the home crowd, too.
Well, we'll have an unsportsman, easy for me to say.
a bad boy penalty.
How about personal foul? It's getting so chilly in the press box.
Oh, I'm telling you, my nose is running, my feet are frozen.
And my teeth and lips are starting to...
My fingers won't work when I try to work the mouse to play commercials.
My mouth and lips are moving without me trying to make a move. extra point try here by Ambus of Anna. The penalty will be assessed on the kickoff. The lead is now 47-21. The kick is very low, might have been tipped. Ambus didn't get that one in the air. He's missed two tonight. But the score is Anna 47, Minster 21, a four-touchdown lead for the Rockets. 9:22 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSinc.com.
And thanks so much to Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturdays features two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. Enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You cannot beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Anna Rockets have reeled off three straight touchdowns to break this game open. Short kickoff on the ground, returned by Minster from the 36, up and over the 40. Anna rallying to the football, gang tackling. First down, Wildcats inside their own 45 with 9:18 to go in the fourth. Minster has three timeouts remaining. And, Chuck, if we thought Minster had utilized the forward pass up to now more than usual, just wait.
Well, they don't have any choice now. I mean, I'm pretty sure the game's over just for the simple fact, unless they recover like three onside kicks, they can't stop Anna.
Anna Rockets have been running up and down the field in big chunks of yards all night long. Minster's defense just can't slow Anna down. That's all there is to it. Deep drop by Niemeyer. He looks for Schmidtmeyer in the flat. Niemeyer is under big-time pressure, and he manages to get out of trouble. Got back close to the line of scrimmage. He did a little semicircle in the offensive backfield about 10 or 12 yards behind the line. Was finally chased out at the 42. It's a minus one. Second down, 11 for Minster. Niemeyer did stop the clock by getting to the Minster bench. 9:10 to go in the fourth. 47-21, Anna. Quarterback Niemeyer at his 37 takes the shotgun snap, looks right, whips a bullet over the middle. Anna had it figured out and deflected that one away. Anna sitting back in deep coverage, playing zone.
That was Stewart. He did a real nice job of getting a hand on that pass. That was going to be a 15-yard gain.
Superb effort by Stewart as the Rockets played center field on that one. Third and 11 for Minster from the Wildcats' 42-yard line. 9 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 47-21, Anna. Rolling right, Niemeyer. Pocket moving that direction, and then he throws a comeback pass to a receiver who was at the 48 on Anna's side. Then he came back to the Minster 48 to reach up and spear the ball, as that was Riplow, the tight end, who grabbed it, but Minster is still quite a way short of a first down. Ball marked between the 47 and 48. So it's fourth down and every bit of six to go for a first down. Boy, the game for Minster riding on this play. If the Wildcats want to have any chance, they need to pick up a first here. Timeout called by head coach Garen Stokes. 8:27 to go in the fourth. 47-21, Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Reese Meyering and Company's CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. That's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants. New underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, along with Hoing and Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. If you can imagine it, if you can dream it, we can create it at Hoing and Hoing Builders, the house of your dreams. Here is Minster on fourth down and big yardage, throwing belatedly. Niemeyer almost belted behind the line. Then he throws a pass down the right sideline in the receiver's hands and out at the 32. Boy, the receiver, Bornhorst, took a lick. He had the ball in his midsection. He was drilled as the ball got there. It was shaken free by Anna, which has the football. Minster turns it over on downs.
Tell you what, if Anna goes and scores, I'm going to eat my words on not having a running clock in the fourth.
You're so right, Chuck. You're so right.
26-point lead. This is unbelievable.
Another Anna touchdown. The lead swells to 30-plus, and we've got a continuous clock to close out the game. Who would have thought Minster's defense would give up 47 to Anna? 48-yard line of Minster. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Receivers left and right. Snap to Bixler. He fakes to Hillscamp, runs in behind him, sneaks for one. 8 minutes left in this game. Anna is routing Minster 47-21. Keep in mind, this was a 27-21 game early third quarter.
Right.
And in the last 15 minutes of playing time or so, Anna has gone on a streak. Three unanswered TDs by the Rockets to go from 27-21 to 47-21. Bixler in the spread at his own 48. Here's the handoff on the play to Hillscamp. Hillscamp tiptoes to the line of scrimmage, and he's toppled at the 46. They gain one more. Third and eight, Anna, shy of the Minster 45. Again, the Volleyball State Championship in Division 4 tomorrow features Fort Loramie and New Bremen. Fort Loramie knocked out Newark Catholic in 4. New Bremen edged Monroeville in 5. Fort Loramie versus New Bremen tomorrow at 3. We are online at 2:45 from Wright State with all the action. Under 7 to go in the fourth quarter here. Anna facing a third and 8, 46 of Minster. Snap back on the play to Bixler. Very late handoff on the play to Hillscamp. Hillscamp running laterally across the field. Numbers far side. Almost all the way to the boundary. Caught from behind. Late marker down. Hold on Anna.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's not going to be a face mask on Minster.
Oh, maybe so. I might have been premature. 6:44 left. Clock stopped.
Oh, they called it on Anna.
It is a foul against the Rockets.
I have never seen an offensive face mask called on the running back when he stiff-armed somebody.
Yep, the new line of scrimmage for Anna will be the Rockets 45. Anna, the more heavily penalized team tonight.
Oh, by far.
That is for sure.
But that would, they decline that. They're going to make them go on fourth down.
Right. Yep, you've got to say no to that penalty. Can't allow Anna to take another half minute off the clock with one more play. So Luthman is back inside his 40 to punt. 6:44 left in the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead by 26 points.
This is Anna's first
punt. Anna took too much time before the snap from center. Is that right, Chuck?
No, there were still 12 seconds on the clock.
Oh.
But they lined up for a punt. They pooch punted one. They lined up for one, and Minster jumped off sides and gave them the first down.
Right.
This is the first actual punt of the game.
By Luthman. Bixler yes. had that little pooch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what's been resolved here, Chuck.
I think they screwed up the play clock, and now they got to. They wanted to start it, and they're not, still not going to start it.
So Anna is punting. Line of scrimmage is the 50-yard line. Luthman will take the snap back at his 36 or 37. What Minster needs right here is a punt return.
Yeah, I think that'd be still too little too late.
Yeah, Luthman, first team All-MAC punting. Retkerman, Minster, second team. Two very good punters on this field tonight. Kick by Luthman, end over end. And Minster maybe calls for a fair catch. Ball juggled nonetheless. Wildcats eat up the football, though, at the 14.
Coldwater got beat 27-21.
How about that?
So
Archbold's 9-1. And thumping of a Division IV club week 10 was for real.
Yeah, well, this will be two MAC teams going out of in the first round.
The score we're interested in is Lima Central Catholic against Sherwood Fairview. That's 1-8. Minster gets the winner at a site to be determined, probably Wapakoneta. Unless Wapak is still in.
Well, they were winning last I heard.
Well, if Wapak is still in, they will not host on a Friday night. So who knows? Could go to Sydney. Here is Niemeyer in the shotgun spread at the 6. There's a long, high-arching bomb down the right sideline. It is beyond the Anna bench. Incomplete forward pass over at the Anna 40. 6:05 to go here in the fourth quarter. Yeah, the winner of this game, should it be Anna, should the Rockets hold on, Anna would play the Lima Central Catholic Sherwood Fairview victor. At a site to be determined. And again, Chuck, if Wapakoneta is still in the postseason next week, Wapak will not host on a Friday night. I've been told that. So we can look forward to another site other than Wapak.
I always look forward to another site beside Wapak.
Niemeyer rolling left, and he flips a pass down the left sideline to Retkerman. Retkerman reaches out and catches before he hits the boundary up at the 27. Good for a first down. 5:59 to go in the fourth. Anna leads 47-21. Anna with a great response after Minster trimmed the lead to 27-21. Chuck, we'll recall that Anna series here in just a moment when we digress. But I think that might be the one in which Minster gave Anna a first down. Anna was going to punt the football on fourth down, on fourth and what, maybe two
fourth
or three?
Two or three, yeah.
And Minster committed a 5-yard offside, trailing 27-21 when Anna was about to punt the football. Deep in its own end around the... I know it was up around the 35 or 40, but nonetheless, Minster was on the verge early on third quarter of getting the ball back down to six.
Six, yep.
First down and 15 yards to go for Minster after a 5-yard penalty against the Wildcats. Two split to the boundary side. Two to the wide side of the field for the quarterback, Niemeyer, who steps up in the pocket, and he throws a pass over the middle to Schmidtmeyer, sprawling on the ground. He cannot secure it up at the 34. 5:53 left in the fourth. Clock moving along slowly as a result of these incompletions. Great season, regular season. I understand that Trotwood has beaten Wapakoneta, so that means Wapakoneta is in play for hosting next Friday.
Yuck.
Second down, 15 to go. Niemeyer back at the 15-yard line in the pocket. Throws the ball up to Ryan Ash, a kneeling receiver on the ground. Scoops it up and has it at the 35-yard line. Nice job by Trent Redkerman, who got his palms of his hands underneath the pigskin. It was a good catch, ruled so by the officials. Still short of a first down. Third and three for Minster at the Wildcats 35. Reckerman in the pocket, and he tries to zero in for Bornhorst at the 50. Behind him, no good. And Minster has no choice but to go for it here on fourth and short.
They've thrown 34 passes now.
Yeah, Minster might have gone two, maybe three games in a row this year, Chuck, and not thrown a total of 34 in the two or three combined. 5:20 left here in the fourth. Fourth and three, Minster at the Wildcats 35. Let's see what Redkerman has up his sleeve here. It's an out pattern. Redkerman over the 40, catches at the 42, swerves, makes a man miss, makes a cut again, another man misses. He's over the 50 and on a jaunt down to the Anna 43-yard line. Short pass, big run. Well done by Redkerman of Minster. 5:12 to go in the fourth quarter. 47-21, Anna in the lead. Minster's Niemeyer rolling right. Stops in the pocket and throws the football right to a white shirt. A rocket picks it at the 37. I think it's Malachi Minnick. No, Bart Bixler?
Bixler.
It was either 44 or 4. We saw a 4 or 2, but it was a guy a little smaller than Malachi Minnick.
He got beat the first time, the last play. This time he stepped right in front of the pass.
Heady play by Bixler, pickoff. Anna Rockets have the pigskin at their own 37, leading by 26 with 5:01 to go in the fourth, and fans are filing out of Minster's Memorial Stadium.
Lucky them. They get to go to their warm cars.
Yep, Lima Central Catholic, the favored team tonight in the battle with Sherwood Fairview. And if LCC prevailed, there's a pretty good chance that game between Anna and LCC could be at Wapakoneta next Friday night. I'm looking forward to maybe a week two Division 7 matchup, Fort Loramie, Marion Local at Sydney.
Well, I wish they'd play those at Pickwick because they got the two press boxes. Yep. It's just so much better for the media.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't seem like those press boxes get as cold.
No, they don't because they have heat.
I was setting you up for that.
I'm bringing a space heater to Loramie tomorrow.
A good idea. I thought about bringing one tonight. 4:12 left in the game. Hulskamp on a dive over right tackle. Forward progress. And he pushes ahead. Fine thrust by the offensive line. Hulskamp garners 6 to the 44. Under 4 to go in the fourth quarter. 47-21 in favor of Anna. Here come the Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Slowing down a little bit now, utilizing time off the clock. Don't forget, we've got volleyball coverage. Division 4 state championship tomorrow, 2:45 p.m. from Wright State, Fort Loramie versus New Bremen. And then tomorrow night, if we can make it there in time, it's Fort Loramie hosting Hardin Northern in a Division 7 first-round playoff game. Kickoff at 7. We'd like to begin the webcast at a quarter till. Might not make it. Hope we do. If they're on time at Wright State, 3 o'clock, maybe a quarter of 5 finish. Could be on the road and maybe at Fort Loramie by 6:30. First down run by Hulskamp. Outside right tackle as he slides to the Minster 48. 3 minutes to go in the game. Anna 47, Minster 21, a resounding triumph by the Rockets here tonight. Head coach Nick Marino had not beaten his former coaching colleague at Urbana, Garen Stokes. Stokes owned the edge 3-0. And in the last 7 or 8 years, Minster had gone 6-0 versus Anna, but the Rockets are going to turn the tables tonight.
And they did it on the ground with 416 yards.
And the very few pass plays Anna tried were also pretty daggone good.
They haven't thrown any in the second half. They threw the touchdown pass. But 8-for-10 for 167 yards. So
wow.
They've got over 600 yards in offense tonight.
That is uncanny. Incredible total on offense by Anna here tonight. After a wide run for a minus one by Huelskamp, the Rockets run it outside right guard to the 45 of Minster, setting up a third and five. Clock running, a minute 50. We've got time for what, maybe just a couple, three more plays in this game, and that's it. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to American Architectural Gas. Glass, easy for me to say. That's the cold weather starting to affect me. AHA Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. One of our outstanding anchor underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Division 6, first week of the playoffs.
In addition, gratitude to Barker Insurance. Barker, for many years, the number one most valued agency in the area. As the timeout is called down on the field by Anna with a minute 16 to go, and Anna up by 26. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker. Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. 492-1857. I check these two teams tied with Marion Local atop the Midwest Athletic Conference. What a feat for Anna. Two straight MAC co-championships.
Absolutely.
And Anna having gone 1-10 in the last 11 tries in the postseason with a huge victory on the road here tonight. This was the sixth straight year Minster had hosted a first-round playoff game. Here is Anna running, misdirection, offensive backfield, flags all over the place. Running play generates about four. It's going to come back. Malachi Minnick banged to the 41, 108 to go in the fourth.
I think we're going to have a motion. I don't think they got set. That's exactly what they called. No, that wasn't unsportsmanlike contact. That was two people moving at the same time.
Right, exactly. Is that what was announced on the public address?
Everybody's brains are frozen up here.
Ooh, it's chilly here at the press box at Minster.
Well, we got TV, so the big window's open.
Yep.
For some reason, they decided not to close the door at the other end of the press box.
Hey, Hoing and Hoing Builders and Anna, a new underwriting sponsor, has served the Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes in the client's lot or any of our lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. We also offer our services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience with our current employees, Hoing & Hoing has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing & Hoing currently has lots for sale on Retker Road. The lots are in the Anna School District. They include high-speed internet. If you'd like more information and you'd like to start designing your dream home, call Hoing & Hoing Builders, 937-394-7144. And Hoing & Hoing is also currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'd be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. Again, for information, call 937-394-7144. Final 20 seconds, last play upcoming. And before the ball is snapped, a timeout is called.
18
ticks left in the clock. Was that a
delay of game?
Delay of game against Anna?
Yeah, they were out of timeout. So,
and that was a fourth down play. So it turns the football over to Minster as a result.
No, that was third down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all confused. The cold weather has affected my brain. Final 18 ticks. Tremendous offensive effort by the Anna Rockets tonight. 47-21 victory over Minster, which returns the punt from the 12. And the return man is going to be cornered up at the 21 or 22. Anna Rockets 10-1 advance to a playoff game next week, round two. Minster's season ends at 9-2. Great campaign for Minster. Only regular season loss to Coldwater. These two clubs tied for the MAC championship along with Marion Local. Minster, everything in the world to be proud of. Another fine football campaign under head coach Garen Stokes in his eighth year. He and Nick Marino and Anna coached together at Urbana High School for several seasons. And after losing three straight to Garen, Nick wins tonight. And the Rockets move on to round two. Unless LCC was upset by Sherwood Fairview, Lima Central Catholic will be the opponent for Anna next week at a site to be determined. It could be Wapakoneta. The game ends. It is all over. Anna triumphant, but 26-47-21 on a chilly night here at Minster. Rockets victorious by 26 points. Chuck enjoyed it. A lot of fun, exciting game.
It was a good game.
Extremely entertaining.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Boy, did Bixler and Huelskamp ever blaze a trail up and down this Memorial Stadium field.
Well, 427 yards on the ground and 590 total yards for the Rockets tonight. You're going to win a lot of football games. You have offense like that.
Now you've got a tough decision. Can you pick?
I can. Going on the Minster side, I'm going to go with Retkerman. I think he was the only one that really was. He was terrific tonight.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I'm going to go with Bixler as much for his defense as his offense.
Yeah.
You got to go with Huelskamp, and I'm going to go with where'd he go? Luthman.
Will Luthman. Trent Retkerman for Minster. Will Luthman, Bart Bixler, and Riley Huelskamp for Anna. Our Clancy stars of the game, Clancy's Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So as the night continued tonight, it became miserably cold here in the press box at Minster. As Chuck noted, a TV was here, so what, two or three big windows in the middle of the press box have been wide open all night. And over the last half hour or so, Chuck and I really felt the effects of the cold.
Yep.
Hopefully you could still comprehend our gibberish. It was gibberish at times. So many thanks again to our anchor underwriting sponsors. We'll highlight them once more. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, LaCalle is a Scores founding partner, could not have gotten started back in 2006-2007 without the support from LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Again, webcast time tomorrow, 2:45 p.m., New Bremen, Fort Loramie, Division IV Volleyball State Championship. And if we can make it there in time, Fort Loramie hosts Hardin Northern in Division 7 football tomorrow night. A kickoff at 7, hopefully webcast time by 6:45. If we can make the trip in a timely fashion from Wright State to Fort Loramie. Ron Mooney is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack, excuse me.
Jack, it's over.
Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Minster as the voice fails at the tail end. Anna victorious over Minster in round one of the Division VI playoff.